starts. The Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Hello.
Sean Hannity. This is the first time I've ever called you, and I'm glad to be listening to you every day right after the Don and Mike show.
Thank you.
I just think that you would make a perfect guest on their show.
Tell Don and Mike, anytime they want me, I'd be glad to come. Hello.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Welcome. 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 Welcome.
Where the stars of this piece of shit?
Let's go to D.C. and Garrison's on the line. What say you, Garrison?
Hey, O'Reilly, how you doing?
Good.
I would have to give Person of the Year to a man that's led, to a man that stuck up for what he believed in, to a man that backed down from no challenge. That would have to be Don Geronimo of the Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo of the Don and Mike Show. Now, are you related to this guy?
What's that?
Are you related to him? Do you know him?
No.
Did he give you a car?
No.
Because Garrison, on the screen here, it has Jesse Ventura.
Well, I changed my mind.
Oh, you did not. You wanted to give this guy a plug, Garrison. We know where you live. We're going to come over to your house tonight and take over the prize. But it'll be a gentle prize. We'll probably force you to wash our car.
Where the stars of this piece of shit?
What say you, Donald? Michael, what say you? Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh.
We legalize heroin because I'm a heroin addict and I want it, so give it to me.
Since the other thing I wonder about, pressure changes everything, pressure. Some people, you squeeze them, they float. Others fold. If you summon your talent and will, you deliver on a deadline.
When do we talk about money?
Money! Yeah. That's the easy part.
Someone call for a doctor? Someone call for a doctor? Someone call for a doctor?
Oh, boy, there goes that rock man again.
That's not rock. It's okay if you only know three chords, but God, put them in the right order.
That noise has been giving Nancy headaches all week. Then yesterday, her back broke out in scratch marks.
Well, I'll go over and straighten them out.
But I don't like you. Probably never will. You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
Someone call for a doctor? Someone call for a doctor?
Where the stars of this piece of shit?
Someone call for a doctor?
Welcome. 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 Hi. 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 Hi.
Someone call for a doctor?
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Someone call for a doctor?
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Someone call for a doctor?
Where else would you rather be than right here? Right now.
Someone call for a doctor?
Oh, here they come. I'll get them out of here.
It's not the doctor we were asking for.
I don't want that kind of doctor.
Someone call for a doctor?
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi.
Dr. Mengele.
One true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Someone call for a doctor?
Rob,
we're all MDs practicing in twins. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. TOS and all the ships
horse's feet. You can put some bologna on them and eat them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you.
Someone call for a doctor?
Robbie, thank you. And hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Tuesday.
March 3rd.
Right.
And here are your phone numbers from America. United States, 877-365-3636. From Canada.
Yay!
Rob's booing. You can't hear Rob's booing in the background. 800-636-1067. And from Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz.
Welcome.
Welcome, everybody.
Hi. Welcome.
Right. Hi, Dustin.
Welcome.
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 Welcome. Welcome.
Someone call for a doctor?
Always.
Happy Mardi Gras, everybody.
Happy Fat Tuesday. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Charles. How you doing, Don?
Charles.
How you doing, Mike?
You're in charge, man.
That's easy. I'm a first-time caller.
I just made a Scott Baio joke.
And, you know, there aren't many Scott Baio jokes anymore, so I think everyone should hear those. They should cherish those.
Mm-hmm. Scott Baio is a joke.
Yeah. Yes, Charles in charge.
Just wanted to tell you, you guys are off the hook, and I'm a first-time caller, and you make my day every day.
God bless you, Charles.
All right. Thank you, G-Money.
Ladies and gentlemen, the theme to Charles in charge.
Not much call for this. I got one question for everybody.
Someone called for a doctor?
Rob being light on his feet early in the broadcast.
Someone called for a doctor?
Was Scott Baio Charles or was the other guy Charles?
No, it was Charles. He was Charles. Willie Ames was
Willie
his
Ames.
Slightly retarded friend.
Yeah, he's fine.
Willie.
There you go. And
someone called for a doctor?
Goodbye, Charles. Goodbye.
Charles and George.
See you later. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
What's going on? It's Matt from Philly with the Glass Dildos.
Glass Dildo guy from Philly on the phone.
He's yeah, free. I wanted to thank you guys for your concern about the whole pipe busting thing, but that wasn't us.
Yeah, you didn't get busted. You weren't locked up with all those other heads.
Yeah, that was... No, thank God, because word has it they're all fondling each other.
That was on the Buzz News show the other day that people who are making these glass dildos and pipes, like the decorative pipe that you gave Buzz.
Yes.
I love saying the decorative pipe.
It is. It's very decorative.
Want to get high? The decorative pipe you gave Buzz. So anyway, you guys in Philly, you were not busted, and you are still, as of this moment, blowing your own glass, making your own, you know, well, glass blowers.
Yeah, that's right.
Making your own.
They are the same art that's practiced in Venice, Italy.
Glass dildos.
Right. Yeah, there we go. That's our glass dildos. Beautiful. Right.
Thanks. Glass, you guys are okay. All right, goodbye.
All right, take care, man.
See you later.
Good, they have something to fall back on.
Bye-bye.
Hello. So sweet.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey.
Radio gods.
Howdy.
I just want to say the show yesterday was
awesome. Fine.
I just want to say keep up the good work. You guys are awesome. I like listening to you guys on YSP. Keep it up, guys.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you, my friend. See you later.
Boy, a lot of love on the, you know, and as soon as I say that.
Mike, no, you know what it is? We're past February.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And if you notice, yesterday, with the exception of Gladys Kravitz, all of our callers were pretty much nice, funny guys and gals.
I think people can walk outside here in the Northeast and they can sniff the air and smell the fact that spring is perhaps around the corner.
I love the smell of the napalm in the morning. I love the smell of spring in the morning.
Amen.
I love the smell of my cheese balls. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Donato y Miguel.
Yes, hola.
Hey, CNN Entertainment has a special on how to kill a radio station, WNEW. Got pictures of your buddies on there and all kind of good stuff.
Yeah.
And Willie Ames is now Bible man, just in case you're wondering.
He's Bible. In what regard is Willie Ames? Hold on. Well, why should I
Bible
ask
Bible man.
You, why should I ask you when Rob is jumping to the microphone? Hold on.
Someone called for a doctor?
Yes, Rob. Linus.
May I help you? Bible man is a touring show that does a lot of church basements, I think, and he plays the superhero Bible man, and he's got a spandex costume and everything, and that's what Ames does now.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Wow.
Hey.
Hey.
Willie Ames, he was doing porno also.
Did he do porno before he became a Bible salesman?
Well, now there's a world of difference, yes. A mile wide between doing porno and selling Bibles.
No. Yeah, well, I was going to tell you about the Bible thing too, but that guy jumped in front of me. But yeah, he was a porno star, and then he ended up still being Bible man.
I think the two are amazingly closely related.
Thank you, my friend. Before we get to Chris from Seattle, who's on the line again,
Chris,
as he was yesterday. Before we get into his. Deal, whatever it is, and I guess he's got. Let me just see if he's got a deal for us today. Chris, do you have a deal for us today? You got something?
Yeah, I got fired.
All right. You got fired. Okay, hold on.
He likes to jump right in.
Hold on, I'll come back to you.
I didn't call you yesterday.
What was it, the day before yesterday? Well, no, then that would have been.
I've been working. I sleep.
That would have been Sunday. I know it was one day you were up there and I didn't take the call. Hold on, Chris. We'll come back to you.
It's a shame he got fired. He was very happy about his job at Walmart.
Yeah. Hold on just a second. Let me see. What did I want to talk about? Dateline, Married by America. I guess we'll start with this. I was a car wash prick today. I normally get mad at people who do this, but I was the supreme car wash prick. We've had bad weather, and I went to the car wash, and normally I get really, really mad when the car goes through the car wash, and you pay extra for them to armor all the inside, and they do the outside. And then you got a guy that stands there and, like, points out spots. And
yeah, right.
You didn't get this, and you didn't get this.
Yeah, I always find it very disturbing to see somebody standing outside of their car. You know, they're already going through the exercise of not washing their own car, and then they stand out and just point it. Now, granted, they're paying for it, but,
well,
you know.
Let me just say in my defense that, and I don't know why I went back to that place. I went back to that ridiculous place on Route 7 that charges $35.
Is that the place next to the golf place?
No.
Down below from the golf place?
It's up by the Circle K.
Okay.
It's up by the Circle K. It's probably, you know, you hardly get out there by out where I live anymore. It's new.
Yeah, okay.
It's new. And
there's another place that's kind of weird that's a car wash that's in closer to Tyson's.
Yeah, no. This is not that place. And this is a place that I bitched at before, and I was afraid to go back because I went in there and said.
You've been mad there before?
Well, I said what a ripoff it was. That it was $35 to get an SUV wash.
Oh, I remember that.
And get the inside done. But I pulled up there today, and there was nobody there. So I got in, and, you know, you ride through the machine part.
You stay in the car?
Yeah, which you can get in any cheapo like Exxon or Shell station. But the deal that you pay the money for is that when you come through, there's supposed to be like 18 migrant workers that come out of a Shriner's car and immediately start to polish every nook and cranny of the car. So I'm standing there watching, and, you know, I pulled out the $5 and put the $5 in the big glass box that says all tips are shared evenly.
Very nice.
And the guy holds up the ticket, and I went over to the car, and the entire back end where you lift up the back to load stuff in, there was just this big, gigantic splotch of dried crud.
Salt and chemicals from the weather we've had. Mud.
So I was a car wash prick. I said, excuse me, there's all this crud here. And the guy said, any personal cleaning has to be done off-premises. That they have a sign that says any personal cleaning.
Personal cleaning?
Yeah, like if you don't want to pay for them to do it, you can just drive through the regular car wash, and then when they got the motorized blowjob thing, they got the motorized thing, you can drive off to this other area and you can towel the car off yourself.
After you pay $35.
Oh, no, that's cheaper. That's only $21.
That's such a ripoff.
So,
God.
I paid the $35, and I said to the guy, there's this giant splot. It doesn't even look like it was washed. And the guy said to me, well, we've had lots of bad weather. And I said, well, I realized that, which is why I...
You know, when they've got the BS ready before the question's asked, you're
right. I came to the car wash in the first place, and then I made the mistake of walking around towards the front of the car, and I realized that basically all they had really done was taken those high pressure hoses and just sprayed the car off.
They don't wipe it down.
In essence, that's what they had done. They hadn't wiped.
You had
parts.
Mentioned this before that the whole system they have.
The problem
is a complete ripoff, and you ought to mention them by name.
The problem that I mentioned before was the fact that I had paid this exorbitant amount for the car wash, and then once you got through the car wash, you get to the part where they armor all the inside and vacuum it out, and allegedly clean by hand all of the water spots and everything.
So they do have guys with towels that are out there. They're going to towel down the car.
And my problem before was the fact that when you pulled out of the shaft where you're in there getting the car wash done with the brushless thing, mm-hmm. that they didn't have enough room to clean all of the cars, so you would have to go wait in a second line. To get that was my original bitch, is that you went through the car wash, and then you had to go wait in another line to wait to come back around in the second line so they could vacuum you out because
let me see if I got this straight. What you're saying is that they've got a machine on the premises that is an inferior machine. It's not the same kind of machine you would see at some of these more elaborate brushless things where there's less of the human element, right?
It's a pretty high-tech...
Do they have the things that smack your car?
They do not.
Is it all done with water?
Yes, it is.
See, that's the cheapo thing you get like at a gas station.
Right, that's what I was saying. So what I did was I paid the extra.
Right.
So that when you come out that they actually go around with the rag and anyway... I said, look, the back end of my car, it's all dirty. And the guy said, well, we've had lots of bad weather. And then I just turned into the car wash prick. And I want to apologize to the people behind me who were giving me the hairy eyeball as I did to other people.
They probably like the fact that it's crowded so people are intimidated. They don't want to waste a lot of time, and they probably get away with this crap all the time.
I actually walked around the car. And then found myself, when I got to the station today and parked in our garage, I got in the back and got a rag myself and just realized that there were like 8,000 more spots that they had not bothered
to
clean themselves. And anyway, $35.
Yeah.
For $35, you should give me a handy.
That's right.
I mean, for God's sake.
But, you know, it seems to me that they've been getting away with this, and they've got an inferior machine, and then they compensate by saying, hey, but we've got... You know, we've got employees that are going to wash your car when the employees just are not managed properly and don't take a look at the
car.
And
today was not a case of there being 1,000 cars in there. There were 6 cars. 6 cars were getting this alleged premium treatment.
I like him saying the weather, too. Mm-hmm. Like with so a salt truck came by when you were driving it through the car wash?
Well, what the guy was explaining to me later was that, well, you've had layer upon layer of snow and ice and salt on your car, and that just going through the car wash one time doesn't really get all.
Wait, want another $35?
All of the ground. I don't know. Anyway,
wow.
I make this pledge to you now. I'm not going back there.
Good for you.
I'm really not going back there, and I was very tempted today to say, you know, listen to the radio.
Mm-hmm. You know, our guy's right across the street here. Pretty damn consistent. I mean, Embassy Auto Wash, right across the street from the station, has, you know, not only, and it's not just because of the machine, because their system they have is a great machine, but the guys that do it, they got a lot of guys working there, they bust their ass, and those guys have been working there a long time, a lot of those.
I went to Embassy today, got a great wash, $15.
Right. Why are you guys washing your car now?
Well, here's the thing. I know it's supposed to rain.
You know, at this stage of the game...
There's so much crap on the car, I just had to wash it.
Yeah, it was so dirty, it felt fuzzy.
And also they have, but now that I've said that, I don't want to go back.
It was both of you saying that.
I don't want to go back.
I had a flashback.
Because I am, hey, come on, we're not fags.
Someone called for a doctor?
I wasn't even thinking that when I asked, and then when you both were saying, because it's dirty! It was just, it's going to be dirty tomorrow after you drive more than a half an hour.
Here's the thing, and I'm going to go back and I'm going to take them up on this. It is the 2-day guarantee.
Uh-huh.
Meaning that if the weather is bad in the next 2 days, you go back.
To the place where you went?
Yeah, and allegedly, I believe the guarantee is that you can go through the machine for free.
That's a nice deal.
If the weather is bad in the next 2 days.
Yeah.
But now that I've... You know, said all this again.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely,
you probably won't go back there.
They'll slash my tires or something.
horrible though, driving. Right? I mean, really, the crap that's on cars now just amazing.
Scott, have you been there?
I'm here.
Have you been to that car wash?
Yes, I have. The one at Baron Cameron and Route 7.
Yeah, the one by Circle K and the Mobile.
Yep. Yeah. And the little there's like the farm market next to it too.
Right.
Place is terrible.
The place is terrible.
I cannot remember the name of it off the top of my head, but oh man, I've only been there once. I did not make the mistake of going back like you, Don.
Well, you know, today I pulled out and there's no cars here. What the hell? I'll go begin and that's the other thing. 35 minutes.
You got to go to Embassy, man.
35 minutes I'm waiting for this piece.
They are, you know, they ought to be, you know what, they ought to be advertising, because I mean, we're doing this, and I don't think they're even a client of the show.
And I was just such a prick walking around going, you missed a spot here. You missed
good.
A spot here. Is this what is it? You missed a spot here.
Who's paying
missed,
for that?
You missed the spot here.
Car washes.
Jesus
Christ. You know, it's that right now, though, guys that own those businesses are starting to get a little turgid, especially here in the East, where the snow's starting to melt and the salt's on the road and people are starting to get antsy to get their cars washed.
Anyway, sorry I was a prick. Anybody in line, sorry about that. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don.
Hello, and Mike. Hi.
How are you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
I just want to tell you that I'm a young girl from Wichita, and that I love your show, and that my husband especially loves your show because every day I come home turned on.
Wow, really?
Really?
What specifically does it for you? Is it just the general nature of the broadcast?
Yeah, just almost every day you have something that gets my mind in motion.
Is it our musky odor?
And I also wanted to say to you, Don, that... your relationship with your son is just awesome, and that if more people had grown up with parents like that, there wouldn't be so many problems today.
Wow.
I think about that all the time.
Kind of a mixed signal.
So much to process.
You've just taken all the lead out of my pencil. I mean, thank you for the wonderful compliment, but suddenly when you go from thinking sex to being a good parent, suddenly it's like, oh.
Well, I might not ever be able to get on here again.
So you want to get it all in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, but you almost every day you get turned on?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get wet?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Who on the show, whose voice does it for you? Would it be Buzz? Buzz?
It would be Buzz.
Yeah.
Of course it would be Buzz.
Buzz, would you like to give her a little,
Hey, baby.
Hold on. We need your music here.
Would you like to have Buzz talk sexy to you?
Sure.
What's your name again, beautiful?
Stephanie.
Mm-hmm. Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you for listening. I mean, I really want to thank you. What are you wearing, Stephanie?
I am wearing jeans and a shirt.
Uh-huh. Kind of a shirt.
Sweatshirt. Just got done working out.
I see. A little sweaty?
Yeah, I get ready to get in the shower.
Yeah. Lather up good?
Uh-huh.
Well, think about us when you do that.
Okay, I will.
Sometimes it goes too far.
Yeah. Someone called for a doctor?
Give me chills.
Not for me.
See you later.
Thank you.
So long, Stephanie.
Goodbye.
It goes like over from the humor until he says, think about us when you get loud up. I just go, gack.
Right, get out of here, honey. Hold on, who's on this line? Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah. Gentlemen.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
This alleged car wash.
Yeah, not alleged. It is a real car wash.
Well, they say they are.
Yeah.
I had a vehicle there, brand new, within a week of owning it to get it washed, and they pulled the same deal. Sunny day, they couldn't get it clean. Their first excuse was that I had too many body grooves on the car, too many shapes.
Now we're talking sound like this is the excuse auto. Yeah.
We're talking about the same one, Route 7, right next to the Circle K?
The same one.
Okay, all right.
So after beefing with them and holding everybody up, they do the same deal. They want to argue about it rather than just fix it. Then they offer me a ticket to go back through at a later date, not the same day.
They must do this every day. They must be professional excuse makers if they're doing such a bad job.
And it's the most expensive goddamn car wash in the world.
I have never paid. I could buy that car wash with a check. But I will tell you, I cannot afford to get my car washed in places like that.
Yeah, neither, sir. It's $35 that I might as well just open up the window and thrown out the window because
spit on my car better than they washed it.
Right. The car wash that you get for $3 at the Exxon is just as good.
It's superior.
It's just as good. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Take care.
See you later. Bye-bye.
My kids love going in the one where they shoot the water on you and right. you stop. And you wait for the green light, and you go over the little hump there, and then the little jets come out. And we do that even if the car is clean. You know, I'm just kidding. Really, I'm just killing time
for entertainment.
My problem there is the people who aren't bright enough to figure out when to stop, and it's the back, forth.
You talked about that once. Have you ever had the situation where you go into the gas station, and, of course, you're getting the car wash with a fill-up, and you go in, and you see, 90% of the time, an elderly person who's looking at you and you're looking at him and you're saying, oh, we both want the same thing, don't we?
Yeah.
Let's see who can. And I've many times.
And have you ever?
I put $10 worth of gas in there.
I'm just going to. Have you ever not filled your car up just so you could be in front of someone at the quickie car wash?
In a minute. And it's just, and it's the same thing. And I've had a, almost like a foot race to get to the little driveway that pulls into the car wash. And one time, they're the same way at the dump. Because I say, you know, I don't have trash service out where I live now. I live so far out that I take my trash to the dump. We've got a little one of these little satellite dumpsters where you can go there, and I find it much more convenient. You take it when you have your trash, that's when you take it to the dump. And I swear to God, and I don't want to be, you know, I don't discriminate against these people. I really don't. But I will tell you that every time I go to the dump, every single time, this is where old people hang out.
Mm.
Old people hang out at the dump. Well, every time I've been there, there are one or two or even three old persons in front of me. They love going to the dump.
Mike, I will give you the perfect example.
Big Frida.
Right.
She goes to the dump.
For her, here are the two, there are like three places she loves going. Outback Steakhouse.
Right.
Walmart.
Uh-huh.
And the dump.
The dump.
She'll
what is it about old people in the dump?
I don't know. You know, maybe.
I saw, seriously, a guy get out of a pickup truck, and he went into the back, the bed of his truck, and he lifted up what was the size of a goddamn change purse, went over and threw it into the dumpster.
I don't know.
And I said, what the hell? What? Were you worried it was going to smell up the house?
Hello, Don, Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was calling about the car wash situation.
Yeah,
I went there last week, and the same thing happened to me. I drive a Honda Accord that was all splashy.
You know, I only wish now that we're all doing, if anybody knew the name of this place,
mm-hmm.
it would be great if anybody knew the name of the place.
You know,
the Alibi Car Wash.
After all this, it probably
yeah,
just
but you know what
well.
I did is they did the same thing. They wanted to give me a ticket for a free car wash another day,
mm-hmm.
and I sat there and argued, and I finally got a refund. And so I know the other day you were talking about when you went
Somebody just slipped me the name of the car wash. It's called Mañana's. Mañana's.
I get it, Mike.
Thank you.
I get it.
Yeah, I'm still studying that.
See. I don't think they're Mexicans, though. I think they're like Guadalupans or something.
You know, I wasn't
there.
Even making a reference. Just, tomorrow. We'll do it. We'll take care of it tomorrow.
No, I was making the reference that all Mexicans work in car washes, but I believe that these are people of other foreign countries,
really?
Many of them who could be possible terror suspects who were cleaning the cars. And, you know, we think that Joe Ardinger moves slow.
Mm-hmm.
God, they make Joe look like the Flash.
Yeah.
These people working at this car wash.
Have you been to the one across the street, seriously?
Empathy, it's a real good
where
one.
Where they really hustle. I mean, they just, you know what it is? It's management. It's there's always somebody that, like, owns the joint that's on the premises, and those places work great.
Here is Blind Glenn calling from Las Vegas. Blind Glenn.
Well, hello, guys.
Hey, Blind Guy.
Boy, that caller that wanted to talk to Buzz.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Do you know what you could do, Blind Guy?
You heard me on, boy.
Can I tell you something? What you know what you would be great at?
What?
I just took my kids to see The Jungle Book 2, and John Goodman was the voice of Baloo. But your voice, you could be Baloo the Bear.
Absolutely.
You've got the perfect. Could you just say, well, hello, Mowgli. You're looking nice today.
Well, hello, Mowgli. You're looking nice today.
It's a bear.
A good voice.
Hey, Glenn, I bet your penis isn't blind, is it?
No, man. When she was talking, oh, man. Chill. Baby, why don't you just call back and we can make some soup. What do you think?
All right. Goodbye, Blind Glenn. Don and Mike, hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
This is Christina, and last week Joe called my mom about me being pregnant.
Oh, hold on. It's time for an update on... Joe makes the call for you. Let's before we get the update, let's call him in.
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
Here he is, everybody. The world's
Joe.
Oldest phone screener.
Someone called for a doctor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
There you go. My Joe buttons are right next to my doctor buttons. Howdy, Joe.
Hello.
And here she is, Christina. You called her mom to tell her mom that she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Christina, what is the update on Joe makes the call for you?
Well, about 5 minutes after we got off the phone with you guys, my mom calls my house and starts screaming at me and bitching at me about how much trouble it's going to be to have a fifth kid and how it's so expensive and, I mean, just saying horrible, horrible things.
you know, I really feel for you. You know, you obviously had to have Joe make the call because you don't have that kind of relationship with your mom, and now you're frustrated again, and you're calling us to tell us, well, is there anything we can do to help you?
No, I just wanted to let you guys know because I love you guys.
That's very nice of you.
So, but the bottom line is Joe did make the call that you could not make to your mom.
Yeah.
So Joe did, in fact, do his job.
Yes, he did. Very well.
He did. Joe.
You
know, Joe was telling me after that segment that he thought it went so well that once you have this baby, Joe would be more than happy to father like your sixth kid.
Well, after this baby, I'm getting my tubes tied for real.
Sure you are. Billy, have it done on the show, would you?
Okay, I've already been tattooed once on your show, so.
That would be a first. I don't think any shock jocks have ever had tube tying done on the show.
Also be a first because each tube is the size of the Lincoln Tunnel.
How about if I tie the tube?
It would have to be double knots. Just to make sure with you. All right.
Joe.
Christina, that's your name, right?
Yes.
All right, thanks for the update.
Thank you.
You mean like the kind of knots when you tie a kid's shoe?
Right. And there you go. Joe, nice seeing you. Joe, your current age?
38.
38. World's oldest phone screener.
Fantastic.
Joe Ardinger.
38. And that's his stage age.
The star of Joe Makes the Call, and soon to return as Stump the Joe. A segment that's going to be coming very soon.
Would it be only Rolling Stones music?
No, it'll be... I don't want to give it away, Mike, but I got an idea for some new twists. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, we're doing great.
About the car wash thing. Do you guys wash the cars yourself at all, ever?
In the summertime, I do all the time.
But you know they have the drive-up car washes that you just put the money in, you can spray it with the hose gun. The water guns.
Now,
that's not too bad.
I don't mind that. I like that. That's what I do.
Because that way you could do it better yourself, and you don't have to pay $35.
I give a shout out to the one in Ocean City that I go to. It's Schuler's. I remember because it's like he's Schuler, the football player.
Right.
The deal is it's $75, I think, like for three minutes,
mm-hmm.
And it's great because you got the spray, then
the
you
brush,
then you put on the chemicals, so and then the brush,
and usually there's a dispenser right there. You can buy your own chamois.
Yeah. And warm water is also a good thing there.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
I usually get baths and showers there myself, but
wait a minute, you bathe at
actually, what's that?
You bathe. And
yeah, why not? 70%.
You can't drop the S bomb.
No, I'm sorry.
He said he bathes and uses hot wax and all that S.
You know, if you use it for half the time, too, it makes an enema. You can do a real enema thing.
And the armor is great, too.
All right.
Okay. You guys got any prizes or anything? All right.
No, no prizes.
No prizes.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, you just missed. We were going to give away a brain transplant. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, Buzz.
Yeah.
How the hell are you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Yeah, I was just calling to wish you guys a happy Mardi Gras, a long neglected holiday.
I was in the post office today, and a lady walked in right in back of me and says, "Happy Mardi Gras," and I turn around, and there she is. She's got the beads on and everything. It hadn't even really occurred to me as I was slogging through the mud.
So does lunch start tomorrow?
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, got to come up with something to give up for Lent. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey.
Talk Don and Mike.
Oh, they're busy. Thanks. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know it's that bitch Patricia Heaton's birthday today.
I wish crabs for her birthday.
Fat Tuesday.
Hey, maybe Satan could call her and wish her happy birthday.
I wish she wouldn't take the call, my friend.
Right.
She wouldn't take it. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye bye.
There's a hater right there. He's just thinking about things. You know, hey, all right. Yes, I found it. Hatred.
I do hate Patricia Heaton. I don't watch Everybody Loves Raymond anymore because of the Patty Heaton fact.
I haven't watched the CBS lineup for quite some time. I watched CSI. That's about it.
Yeah, me too. We tried. Last night we tried to watch King of Sock. We really tried to watch King of Sock.
Couldn't do it. Couldn't stay.
I'm sorry. You know. Friendship with Leah is one thing, and she's a good friend of ours, and we love her. But man, does that show blow dead bear!
And you know, a show that you never got into last year, but that I watched the first episode of that show, 6 Feet Under, and I read all the reviews, and I agree with them. Wake up! Come on now, get it together, 6 Feet Under. You're not a soap opera. Boring, boring. We need more excitement, please.
Hello, hello Don and Mike. Hello.
Hi, I was calling about the car wash stories.
Yeah?
I remember one of my favorites is one that you told a couple years ago about how I believe you were in Ocean City and you were in one of the car washes where you drive through and the door on the other side wouldn't open.
That was
trapped inside and you started crying.
I didn't cry, but I had a panic attack. And you're right, that was on a Thanksgiving day.
Yeah.
In order to elude the family,
right,
to get some breathing room, mm-hmm. I went to a self-serve car wash.
You got trapped in your car?
Don't you remember that story?
I don't. You got to refresh my memory. Were you inside the vehicle?
Yeah, it was one of those deals where you pull in and the back garage door opened or closed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you were trapped in the car wash.
The front door opened, closes, and the doors wouldn't open.
And you were hitting your horn, right?
Yeah, I was stuck in there like for an hour.
And you banged on the door. I specifically remember you saying that you started to cry a little.
I'm not
crying. Get out of here. Would you please?
Someone called for a doctor?
I only cried in Las Vegas. I never cried in a car wash. Chris.
Hey, Joe.
Hello? Is this Chris?
Yeah.
Now, Chris, I'm going to leave you on hold during the break, okay?
Yeah, I'm just... I
know.
I'm going to sit here.
You got nothing else to do, dude, so just hold
I'm
on.
I'm just going to have some macaroni.
I love all the right. way. Yeah, it's my favorite part of Chris's calls is he always lets us know what he's having.
Mm-hmm. All right, just sit through the break, okay, guys?
I'm going to lay here right on my futon, and I'm not going anywhere.
All right, well, we come back from the break. We'll clear the lines, except leave Chris online once so we can talk to him. I guess I'll get to the other stuff in a second, too, the TV stuff. I want to yell at Carl Reiner. I want to yell at Married by America. Might as well be Murdered by America. And I saw a Dateline thing that just drove me friggin' nuts, out of my mind. Are you ready for a real clue?
I am.
For the secret sound?
Please. I really am. Rob's not, though.
I got a clue. We're going to cut the jackpot in half today to $500.
That usually means a real good clue for us.
Rob, I've written it down. Come here. Come here, lover. Come here.
Someone called for a doctor?
That's the clue. Get it?
Yeah, that's a good clue.
That means, ladies and gentlemen, get ready for something that will not help you.
It will. I promise.
He would not. The boy would not show joy if it was something that really helped.
Rob, if it was this, it would be...
Oh, it's too easy.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
Too helpful.
So I do have a clue that I do believe will be helpful if you remembered all the clues in the past.
Okay.
To win $500 right now, dial recklessly, be the 100th caller, 877-365-3636 from Canada, 800-636-1067. Good luck. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's your five-way plan?
All right. Now pay attention. First of all, Rat, you never let on how much you like a girl.
Oh, Daddy.
Hi. Two, you always call the shots. Kiss me. You won't regret it. Now three, act like wherever you are, that's the place to be. Isn't this great? Four, when ordering food, you find out what she wants, then order for the both of you. It's a classy move. Now, the lady will have the linguine and white clam sauce and a Coke with no ice. And five. Now, this is most important, Brad. It comes down to making out. Whenever possible, put on side one of Led Zeppelin 4.
The Don and Mike Show.
Someone call for a doctor?
America's favorite inebriant, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's our names. Don't wear them out. Here we go. With real cash, money on the line. Don and Mike Show, hello.
Yes, I believe the car wash they're talking about is the EZ Car Wash.
Pardon me?
I think it's called the EZ Car Wash.
I'm not sure of that. I think it has a more intricate name than that.
Does it?
Are you calling for the contest?
No.
Oh, okay, bye.
Calling to give him that. All right.
Bye. No, bye. Dude. Calling to give him that.
Bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on caller 100.
There you go, my friend.
Okay.
Yes, you are. And what's your name?
Irvin.
Irvin, where are you from?
Fredericksburg.
All right, Magic. You got a pair of tickets to see Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam's Riot Act tour with a special guest, Buzzcocks.
Hey, we know who's playing in that band.
Buzzcocks. July 1, Nissan Pavilion. Now, you have won Pearl Jam tickets before you could buy them. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 at Ticketmaster. Online at cc.com. Enjoy Edward Vedder. Now, for $500 in the secret sound, here's a brand new clue.
Great.
Oh, come on. Have a little excitement.
Well, it is. I've just heard it so much, and nobody has ever even got close to it all week, past week.
Right. The guess should be based on my clues. Kitchen item
right.
has nothing to do with ice or ice cubes.
You said one time when you were having a fight with your wife, you're really going to hear it tonight.
During the snowstorm a couple of weeks ago, we had cabin fever, and here is your new clue, orange juice. Orange juice. Play the sound now. I'll give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer till Mike sings like.
Eminem.
Yeah, oh boy.
What?
Rob. Rob's just so pleased that it's a difficult clue.
Yeah. It's a great clue.
You're just smirking as you watch. I saw that. I can see you from the back of your head.
Does it bring you joy?
It does.
Thank you.
It does.
Someone called for a doctor?
I mean, I support the listeners on this one, but it just...
Not
when
me!
You, when you smirk, it makes me laugh.
Trust me, it's a good clue.
All right.
And here you go.
Caller, name this sound.
Eminem.
There it is. Yeah, right. And we're going to hear from Marshall Mathers. Again, your clue? Orange. Juice. That's the clue right there.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, yeah.
Mike Mathers. For $500, what's the sound?
Okay, is that an orange juice cap from a bottle hitting the counter?
No, that's not a good guess. That is a great guess.
We're sorry.
Not even close, but thank you, and don't forget that every guess is
a clue for you. That's somebody who's using their thinking cap. I like that.
A clue for you. Thank you, my friend. Before we get to Chris from Seattle and your other calls, and today on the show, the threesome sexpert coming into the studio.
Excellent.
And also postponed from yesterday, our exclusive satellite interview will go live to Indianapolis to Dot Letterman's house. Dorothy Letterman's house, where she, I understand, is constantly bathing Dave Letterman with
With
his shingles.
The shingles.
Is the woman that wrote the book about threesomes, is it a woman?
I got it, better be.
Is she bringing in two other people?
That I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I know we got Buzz and, and Lisa.
Right.
There you go.
So what the hell? Here's
what we say.
Here's a couple of things. Last night, like most of you, I watched the beginning of Married by America. And after Joe Millionaire, and now I knew that Fox was not going to come up with anything great to match that Monday night TV fix that we needed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you caught any of Married by America, but it could not have sucked.
I had no intention of watching it when I saw the promos because it looked like it was such a suck fest. Yeah. I didn't like the ladies. That blonde waitress, bartender, whatever that's talking about it.
Well, they got the family members up there and they're grilling the broads and it was just, it's too much. It was like...
Too many.
I don't know how they're going to eventually pare it down to...
They're not, because it's cheap. And I was reading an article about that today. It's inexpensive to make the programming. It's just incredible profit margins compared to, like, a regular television show. So you're going to see a lot more of this crap.
But the problem is that this one is not riveting. You're not going to want to watch it. And it was 2 hours last night. It was just...
You should have watched Fear Factor last night.
It was junk. I did see... What did the guy eat on Fear Factor?
I've never seen Fear Factor where the challenge... was really just the challenge was so overwhelming that only one guy did it.
What was it that the guy had to eat?
The guy,
because I saw him eating it.
You probably smell it already, and he lifts it up, and you're going to have to eat 4 ounces of maggoty cheese.
Oh. That's what I saw, because it was in the Tupperware type container, and it had a yellow color to it.
Mm. The first guy tried it, got maybe two bites, gagged it up, and had to quit. Then there was another guy that I think both the women tried to do it and they couldn't. And then the one guy who was grinning and laughing at everybody while they were eating it. And because one guy was successful, they went to him and said, okay, you've been laughing. Are you ready? He said, okay, I'm ready. And he said, he throws the plate across the room and he points at the other guy and says, you're a fool. And he walks away because he wouldn't touch it. Wow. It was the most disgusting thing I have ever seen on Fear Factor. And I could not believe the guy was able to eat it. Because, you know, you look at it and you say, all right, it's got maggots on it. If the cheese is, you know, new cheese or something like that, it's probably not that big a deal. But the cheese was obviously
rotten.
Rancid, rotten cheese. Mm. And they were really, the one guy that succeeded was gagging so much, he was constantly looking like he was going to throw up. Yeah. It's the first time I've ever seen real throw up on Fear Factor.
Which is one of those times that's flipping by, you know, going, well, what's the way? I didn't bother to see what the guy was eating. Was something gross?
Fear Factor is, I think, going to succumb to the what can we do now fact, because they're, you know, the next thing is they're going to start hacking off digits.
So I'll watch that for a couple of seconds. And then I watched, I don't know, one of those Dateline 2020, whatever it is.
Right.
And I really got pissed. They're really nitpicking now. Here was the deal. They were pointing out, and I guess, you know, of course, I'm not going to be the one to argue saying if you're driving in a residential area and the speed limit is 25, there are kids playing, that you should go 25.
Absolutely.
Well, as it turns out, they had cops with speed guns, and they were stopping people who were going 37, 38 miles an hour. Now, you didn't get anybody who was blowing through there doing like 55 or 60. They're doing 37 to 38 in a 25-mile-an-hour speed limit. The cop would come up and say, the cop was mic'd, and all of this was taped from a car that was across the street. The cop would say, do you realize you were speeding? And the person would give them the excuse to say, well, I'm late for work, or I picked my kids up, or whatever.
Was it John Stossel?
Whatever. I don't know which dick it was, but here was the deal. After the cop got done, then the guy from Dateline or whatever show walks up to the car and starts lecturing the person and says, do you realize the speed limit is 25? And the poor person behind the car goes, yeah, but I was on my way to. He says, what if you had killed a child today?
God.
What if a child had come running out on this road and you had killed this child? And it was just ambush style, hidden camera stuff. I mean, you want to nail somebody. If you got somebody, you know, driving through a subdivision, doing 80 miles an hour,
right,
where there are kids out skateboarding stuff at 4 o'clock in the afternoon,
sure,
nail their ass to the wall.
So they went into, like, subdivisions? That's their big hard hit.
That was it.
Expose. God, they must be short on material.
And to make sure you know how smart the drivers must have been, they all had to sign release forms to be on the show.
So they couldn't go in any restaurants and find any fecal material in orange juice or anything like that?
And after a while, you got to feel bad for the people, because they pulled over one guy who was doing 36 in a 25. Now, yes, technically that's speeding.
Yes.
But I think we all know the unwritten rule is you can go 10 miles over,
right,
you know. But it was 36.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy says to the cop, I've never gotten a ticket before. The cop says, I have to write you up. And then the reporter comes over to the car and starts the ball busting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just starts the, do you have kids? And you see the poor guy sitting behind the wheel of his Toyota or whatever was going down. Yeah, I got kids. What if your kids lived in this neighborhood? And one guy actually said, I drive faster than this in my own neighborhood where my kids are.
Right.
He said, I think the speed limit on the street that I live should be faster than 25.
Mm-hmm.
And then the camera zoomed in on this guy's face like we had Public Enemy number one on TV.
This is true. And what is the first rule that any parent teaches their children?
Right, look both ways and all that other
don't
stuff.
Don't play in the street.
Don't play in the street. I mean, it's way up there.
Anyway, it really just pissed me off.
Now, see, they should have taken it a step further, and they should have had that reporter, you know, stake out like a kid's house where they're playing in the front yard, and if the kid ran into the street, then they ambush him. You know, do you realize what you were doing? And just put the camera on the kids. That's what they ought to do.
Jennifer, hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Hello, how are you guys?
Jennifer in Philly. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Just wanted to correct you guys. You were talking about Fear Factor.
Yeah.
There was a woman on there who actually won the last stunt, but she ate the maggots and the cheese as
You mean
well.
The Asian woman?
No, she was blonde.
Oh, the blonde ended up eating the cheese?
Yes.
You know, I bailed out because I figured she wasn't even going to do it, but she actually ate the whole thing.
The whole thing, and she ended up winning entire stunt at the end.
Oh, you know what? Wow. That was such a tease because they showed the blonde lady, and I was looking at the two guys. I said, there is no way she is going to be able to do this. She said she was going to try it, but she actually succeeded.
She did.
And she won. Did she win the $1,000?
No, because she didn't do it in time.
Oh, okay. She didn't beat the other guy. All right.
Yeah, she didn't beat him.
That's amazing that she was that a woman was able to eat that.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thanks, honey. We appreciate it.
Of course, many women are probably better at eating stuff than men.
Sure. Women eat bad stuff all the time. Women eat stuff that guys would never eat. I guarantee you that. Hey, right, except for homos. You know, your regular average guy wouldn't eat any of that stuff. Would you eat number three?
No.
Like if you were on Fear Factor and they said...
No, not even for...
You know, for $1,000, would you eat number three?
For $1,000?
Yeah.
No way.
I'd have to think about it for $1,000.
For $1,000?
I think so. I think, you know, Mike, you might be jaded what with our multi-million-dollar 5-year contract.
You wouldn't eat it for $1,000.
I think...
So you
I wouldn't eat a lot of it.
10 cc's.
No, a teaspoon. I'd eat a teaspoon of number three.
That's so gross.
For $1,000?
You're frightening me.
Why am I frightening you?
You know, I mean, maybe for like $50,000.
Come on.
I don't want to eat some other guy's stuff.
Well, first off, I'm not talking about drinking some other guy's.
But you do your own?
I drink my own.
Oh, I drink my own for $1,000.
Yeah. But if it was like yours?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I'm really, here we go again.
Yeah.
We're on that subject again.
No. We're not going to get, Mike, we're not.
Someone called for a doctor?
We're not going to get on that topic. We're not going to get on it. But I would say the price would be higher. But I would do it for less than $50,000.
There's a stigma that would surround it. That's why, it would be more than just... I mean, yeah, the actual idea of ingesting something like that, I mean, it's not that big a deal, but the stigma surrounding it would be just... I think it might be a life-changing...
It'd be a scarlet letter.
It would be something that you would...
Scarlet number three on your forehead forever.
I mean, I've always... how do I say this delicately? I've always been very appreciative and admiring of women that are able to... accomplish that. But I've always thought, it can't be all that pleasant, really. I guess some women say they dig it, some women don't.
We always get women calling us.
They all say they do.
Especially when we complain about our wives and how they don't do it. And we've always had women call and say, I'd love to. I love the taste of it. Blah, 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 blah.
I think there are women that have said that before. And this is...
drink your pineapple.
Now I know I just can't get that out of my
hello, Dynamite.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Okay.
I'm all right.
You'd eat your number three for only $1,000?
Yeah.
Do you eat your bugs?
Pardon me?
Do you eat your boogers?
I have. I've done that for free. My whole life I've eaten my own boogers for free.
I'm just shocked that $1,000 would do it.
I don't necessarily... No. No, there's no.
I would.
No. I'm an idiot. I am a complete and total idiot.
If somebody,
you know what? I believe you 100% that you do it.
If somebody put up $1,000, I would, no one's but my own, but I would drink a teaspoonful of my own number three for $1,000. If you listeners,
I believe you.
If you listeners want to put together some type of drive.
We're going to probably have to check that one with the... with the powers that be.
Well, no, I'll do it in the I'll do it out in the lobby during a break. Doesn't have to be on the show.
Sideshow.
Sideshow Don. I do it for $1,000. I have a greater value, especially after going to Las Vegas and winning $2,000.
I bet it would gross you out.
Oh, no doubt it would. I mean, I'm not. Trust me, I'm not getting a boner sitting here thinking about it.
Right.
But for $1,000,
are you getting queasy thinking about it?
I'm
goddamn well getting queasy thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the money. That's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about $1,000. Frankly, I'm still swimming in this entire money.
Swimming being the operative term.
In this whole money thing after winning at blackjack in Las Vegas.
Where did you play? Did you only play at Caesars?
No, Rob and I played exclusively at Mandalay Bay. Although we came out even at the Mirage.
You know, if you stayed for the Siegfried and Roy show, you probably would have seen that at the end. They do that. They get paid a lot more than $1,000.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Yeah, Don?
Yes.
Hey, this is Tim from Rochester.
Hi there.
You know,
You were talking about a price tag on certain things. Number three was one of them.
Yeah.
How about the no-no? What's a price tag on that for you guys?
To eat number two?
No. Just get a taste of it. Not eating the BM, but just tasting the spot where the no-no is.
Oh, no. You mean, well, first off, I would only do it on myself, which is physically impossible because I'm not a contortionist.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Like on a woman?
Yeah.
Well, now, these guys, the rest of these guys, do it every night for free.
Well, not every night.
Yeah, but you guys don't really.
No, actually not. I mean, but I have definitely been in that vicinity.
Mm-hmm. I never have.
I'm proud
to say I never have.
It's probably been a slipper or two that down there.
Now that's gross.
A slipper or two.
Yeah.
Now that's not unusual. Gross.
It happens.
That's gross. That's gross.
Not a beautiful woman?
Absolutely.
You know, who's clean and decent?
Doesn't matter. BMs are not clean and decent. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm listening to this and I'm sick to my stomach, but I don't believe you, Don. I'm willing to put up some
money. I believe we have a hell of a debate.
If Mike will put up the other half of the money, I think we should go for it.
I don't want to be involved. I think the listeners should do that. All you listeners that might be really into that, you know, all you boys out there that might really want to dig that, I think the debate that we brought up here is which is grosser. Like an occasional, touching that area with the tongue or drinking your own number three. That's an interesting spirited debate.
For me, licking a bung? Or getting my tongue next to someone.
Not a bung, the bung on like a...
Even your wife.
On a sex partner.
Your wife or your girlfriend. Mm-hmm. That's gross.
Yeah.
That's gross. Much as I wouldn't want Frida to lick my bung, not that in 22 years she's ever offered. I sure told her to kiss my ass plenty of times.
I knew when I came in here today it was going to be one of these kind of shows.
Excellent.
One of these fascinating shows that we talk about occasionally where something comes out of nowhere. We
Hello.
Have that debate.
You Don and Mike.
Say no.
Hello.
Don and Mike. Radio guys.
Buzz, the answer is no. Okay. I would have nothing to do with the ass.
Okay, but you said you wouldn't necessarily fight it if that was done to you, right?
Yes, I would.
Oh, you would fight.
Yes. I don't want my ass to be kissed in that regard.
Okay.
I don't want to lick my. No.
Just
thanks.
Getting on the air. All this.
Some of it.
I don't know. Let me just say, it's where food comes out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's not an uncommon practice in the bedroom.
Yes, among you beasts, it's not.
But I will also say it is certainly not a regular thing. It may have happened. I can probably count on one hand the number of times it's happened in my entire life.
Hello, Don and Mike.
And really not with my mouth, maybe twice.
Hello.
Radio guys, what's up?
Oh, that's gross. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, you know, I don't know why everybody's don't believe you. I mean, this is coming from someone who on his own was about to eat his own little cheese balls, you know.
It amuses him.
Join me on the new Beverly Hillbillies.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
It's me?
Yeah, it's you.
Oh. Dude, I will totally put the $1,000 up. I don't believe you're going to do that. When push comes to shove, you're going to turn your head.
Come on down.
You want me to come on over?
Come on down. Listen, the one great thing about me is I'd have to go up to the office.
Rub one out.
To rub one out.
Uh-huh.
But I could rub one out and fill a tablespoon, no problem.
Now you have somebody there who can do the witnessing.
I really think that if you're going to go through with this, it needs a little more buildup, you know. I mean, I think you're just throwing this thing away. This is a big deal.
This is a big deal. Let me say, the only person that I would trust to witness this would be my wife.
You know? Okay, so is she a trusted third party?
Yeah.
She's my friggin' wife.
And I really think that's appropriate that you would bring a sample in from home.
Let me call her
as
up.
Opposed to as rubbing one out upstairs.
Let me call her up.
In an office that you share.
Mike, lots of bad stuff has been done in that office, and not by you and me. I'm thinking about all the listeners we've had up there that have had sex in our office.
We've never had that couch properly fumigated.
We have not. God knows what's happened. Didn't you at one time, take your wife on my desk?
I did indeed.
Oh.
Hola, is Vava there?
Nah.
All right, I'll call her later.
All right.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, Bart?
Yeah.
Don't turn the radio on.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I won't.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay.
He knows what that means.
Yeah, he's running over that dial right now.
No, I guarantee you. When I tell him don't turn the radio on, he knows better not to.
Right. Yeah.
He knows better.
He knows he'll hear something that will make him deaf.
I think it's important that we get the your wife's take on all of this.
Hello?
Baby.
I, unfortunately, have had the radio on for the last 10 minutes.
Listen, if I was to, would you come up?
Just save your breath. You know, I know you participate in this, but our marriage is hanging by a thread here, Judge.
Why is our marriage hanging by a thread? Because I can win $1,000.
I don't want the money. I don't want the money that bad. I will give you $1,000 if you just have one day where you pretend you're an upstanding citizen.
Honey, just moments ago, like an hour ago, some lady called and said one of the things she loves about the show is that I'm such a great dad. I am an upstanding citizen.
No, an upstanding citizen doesn't, for money, consume his own produce.
An upstanding citizen...
I knew she'd have an opinion on it.
An upstanding citizen who's trying to make hay on a radio show does.
Now, you have got to... You've got to switch lines, then. I mean, you have got to switch careers, because really... I mean, if you are 13 or if you, you know, don't have a family...
13, honey, I'm going to be 45 this year.
Yeah, but we're both 13-year-olds trapped inside, these 40-something bodies.
That's the whole point, Sugar Bear. I can't... I'm having a hard time looking you in the eye when you come home at night.
What? Now, come on, you've not said that to me for a long time.
Well...
What was the last awful thing we did on the show when you brought up that?
The last time where we had one of these discussions when you shaved your eyebrows off.
Yeah, and look, they grew back within a month.
You didn't need them.
You know,
Trina, let me see if I get this. Are you asking him not to consume his own number three?
Can you do it when I'm out of town, like on an extended European of a year?
Honey, here's the thing. Someone, and the caller was right, someone has to verify the fact. Otherwise, I could spike it with...
And I'm not going to be the one that's going to verify.
And Mike, I don't want you to.
Right.
I don't want you to.
Well, shoot. Oh, well. Guess I have to go back to the drawing board and think of another idea for a cute little, gag.
All right.
You won't have anyone verify this.
All right, honey.
She's made herself clear, I suppose.
Clear. Well, I guess...
It's amazing.
Here's the deal, though.
I'm not on some kind of Prozac. It really is.
Would you listeners take me at my word?
No.
If I went to the office...
He's a liar. He lies all the time. It's all for show. He would not do it. He wouldn't even do it. You know, really, in real life, he's Walter Mitty-ish. He wouldn't even consider doing it. It's all make-believe, so don't believe him.
Only he make-believe.
All right, I would do it for the show.
But you know, it's a shame, but there's no way to verify it, and no one would believe you, because, it's showmanship. It's for comedy. It's not real life. It doesn't... it's not what you really are like at home. Really, at home, we listen to classical music.
Listen, don't be ridiculous.
We never watch TV.
Listen, I give you that. I'm a different person at home than I am on the radio. Everybody knows I'm doing a show here.
You wear ascots and a smoking jacket at home. We discuss world politics.
We do not.
I mean, sure, sometimes you're on the Republican side and I'm on the Democrat.
We do not. I don't know why you're so uptight about this.
I don't want you to be like this. I want you to be normal. Please, be normal for me.
I think I am very normal.
No, you're not, darling. You really aren't. And what's sad is, the first step in getting better is recognizing you are not normal.
I am totally normal.
I'm willing to contribute. I understand that maybe it would hurt the radio show, and I'm willing to cut our income in half if you will be normal.
No, honey, listen, first off, if I was to be normal like I am at home, the income that we're looking at, it would be much less than half. It would be much less than a quarter.
I'd get a job. Bart will be out of the house soon. We could just be normal.
Listen, I tell you, what have I told you? Things are going to be normal in 5 years.
No, no, no.
When Mike and I are done with this contract.
No, things will be bad in 5 years because you're saying you will stay home. I want you at work and normal. That's all I ask. I don't want you retired.
I can't be normal when I'm at work. I'm not going to do a boring show at work.
Well, just talk about it. Just pretend like you do these things. Don't really do them.
Now, honey, $1,000.
I don't want $1,000.
For God's sake.
I will forfeit that new purse I want. I don't want $1,000.
You've done it.
I will shop at Target. I promise.
You've done it, though.
What?
You've had my number three.
Don't even say that. I have only done what a normal... I do what's normal in a marriage in your own room. Sorry,
right.
My boo-boo.
Oh, boy.
I'm trusting you.
You're what?
I'm trusting you to be normal now.
Well, I will drop this, but I just want it to be known that if my wife ever changes her mind about this idea... I'd do it for $1,000. To me, it's no big deal.
That's good. Okay.
It's no different than eating... Honey, I eat my boogers, too. I mean, I haven't done it for a while, but I've eaten boogers.
Sugi, I don't have the energy to go on to the booger topic today. Let's just leave it at this one topic.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
All right. Goodbye, Sugi.
Let me just say, though... But these are the crazy antics that have afforded you that wonderful lifestyle.
The crazy poses.
You know, that we're enjoying so much.
And hopefully there are no children listening, but if there are any young impressionable minds listening, this is the price of respect. You know, this is the price. You have to decide when you're coming to your career, do you want your wife to be able to look you in the eye and say, darling, I admire you, or do you want to have a big house, drive a big car?
Right.
You'll have to make.
I made that decision about 20 years ago.
I know, and I'm trying to guide other minds that have not.
Listen, this discussion notwithstanding, and I'll put it off to the side, but in 5 years, when Mike and I are done with this, I'm going to be a normal guy. I'm going to be the guy that I am at home. All the time.
Are you going to be at home all the time? That's my fear.
You can come over to my place.
No, you know, I probably won't. You know, I'll probably end up doing something related to radio.
Not, that does not involve boogers?
Yes, I'll probably get it. Honey, we've had this discussion. That I'll get into the more pedestrian side of radio.
All right, well, let's practice.
But as long as I'm in the deep end for five more years...
Because really, we're hanging on by a thread here, Sugar Bear. I mean, 5 years is a long time.
What do you mean? Listen, here's where you get me. Where you say things like we're hanging by a thread.
Well, it's a small
how are we hanging? How are we hanging by a thread?
It's just that I put in. I just don't know my limit. I put in over 21 years of and at the beginning, when you could talk less, it was a lot less embarrassing.
Yeah. So what you're saying is the show is embarrassing for you. But let me just say that when you want, and you brought up the topic of that purse.
Right.
Isn't it funny, though, when there is some fancy, I'm not going to say the name of this purse, but some ridiculous purse that you want that all the rappers are wearing, and you go to the store and you get on a waiting list.
Right,
and,
which I was happy with.
She says, well, maybe you can help. I call the store.
Did I ask you to help me?
No. All right. I said I could probably facilitate this.
All right. Well, then that was good. But
so I call the store and I say, hey, you know, I know this probably doesn't mean anything, but I'm Don Geronimo from the Don and Mike Show. What'll a lady say? You have the purse in 2 weeks. You have it in 2 weeks. Now, if I wasn't the type of guy that on occasion would say outrageous things like I would drink a teaspoon of my own number three for $1,000.
Tablespoon.
A tablespoon. You wouldn't be getting that kind of treatment.
Yeah, but Sugi, I could live without the purse.
Honey, I'm just doing a show.
All right.
I'm just doing a show. I think it'd be a wacky bit.
So, but just have, there's plenty of other people out there that you are the ringmaster. You are the guy in the circus who is...
No, but here's the thing. The company will not let us do a contest where other people do this. They will not.
And maybe there's a good reason for that.
There is a reason because the other people could sue us. That's why.
For why? Why could they sue you? Because maybe it's something that, you know, they would regret. And maybe it's something you would regret.
Honey, it's just a stupid bit. It's just a stupid bit.
You might regret it.
You come to the office.
you might regret it. In the long run, you might regret that.
It might
come up in a fight sometime, you know, with some listener or somebody, you know, it's like, hey, at least I didn't. You know what I mean?
Drink my own number.
Yeah, in that regard, your wife might have a.
Let me just go on record though as saying
you would have done it for $1,000. I believe it. You were steaming full speed ahead.
And ladies and gentlemen, trust me, I have no desire to taste my own number three. Once again, I simply am trying desperately
to entertain,
to do this show. That's all I'm trying to do is to do the show.
Why do you need $1,000 so bad?
Obviously, I don't need $1,000 so bad.
Then why make $1,000? Why not say you do it for a dollar?
Well, you wouldn't let me do it for a dollar. But anyway, I have some pride.
You did it for a dollar. People might just think you're doing it because you like it.
Why does it make you have pride if you do it for $1,000? But, you know, if your price just goes up.
Now, $10,000.
If you do something retarded for more money, why? Why does that require honor?
Listen, none of it requires honor.
Well, there you go. So
here's what you don't get. You're supposed to be the person that gets the show. You're supposed to be the person that gets it. I understand if you don't want me to do this for whatever reason. But you start laying all this heavy S on me. Don't lay the heavy S on me. I'm doing a show. Just say I'm not going to.
I'm sorry I called you.
I'm not going to. I'm not going
to. You called me.
I know.
And if you didn't want to talk to me, you know.
Well, you're the only person that I could trust. That the listeners could trust to come to the office to verify that that's what was happening.
Well, you could do it at home and bring it in here. And but I mean, well, why does it have to be in the office?
I want it to be fresh.
Jesus Christ!
You don't want that to go bad.
Oh God!
You know, I'm thinking about like, for instance, don't you remember when we were trying to get pregnant? When we would have to take the sperm sample, and the deal was.
Maybe you could get a doctor or a nurse to help you out.
We would have to take it immediately.
A medical professional.
What we would have to do is we'd have to get the sample, put it in a little jar, and then drive like 80 miles an hour to get to the doctor's office with it immediately.
To have it tested?
Yeah, to find out if my guys were swimmers or not.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. And what has that got to do with it?
The freshness element.
The doctor did not swallow a tablespoon.
That is, I believe that was how.
Imagine if the doctor tested it that way. He's just fine. Well, he's just fine.
Well, baby, listen. I have really, to be honest, you know this.
This
I have
is the freshest I've ever tasted.
I have no desire to drink my own number three. I'm doing a show. And it'd be goofy.
And hillbillies want to be called sons of the South.
It'd be goofy. It'd be a wacky thing to do.
You're entitled, you know, don't help yourself. You're entitled to your opinion, but so am I to me. And I think that I don't, you know, I'm sorry that I don't approve of everything you do. I'm sorry.
You don't approve of anything I do on this show.
Well, I find that hard to believe because I listen to you. I'm a fan of it, even if I weren't married to you. I enjoy your show.
Yeah, but you.
I mean, and I probably enjoy some other doofus doing exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, but this, okay, so what you're saying is...
But you know what? If some other doofus did it, you'd come home and tell me about how good it was that some idiot did that. But
I would... But here's the thing.
But you'd be the
would
idiot.
Would you speak admiringly or disparagingly?
It doesn't matter amazingly and how great it was. And
here's the thing. I would come home and say, for instance, if it was Bill O'Reilly, say, honey... Today, Bill O'Reilly on a show for $1,000 drank a teaspoon of his own number three.
What say you, number three?
I would say, and I've said this before, I would say, I guarantee nobody turned their radio off.
A no shoot zone.
The whole time that bit was happening.
Well, no one would turn their radio off if.
That's where I draw the line.
And me too. I wouldn't do that. But drinking...
Is this your line? This is your line?
Well, my line is, if you would do it...
What's my line?
If you would do it, then I guess I could do it if it was my own. one time, one teaspoonful for
$1,000. You won't have to worry about me doing it anymore. If you do. Because one in the family would be enough, I would think.
All right, baby. Well, there you go once again, derailing this show. But, all right. Never mind then.
Because,
you know, I certainly couldn't get like a stripper or someone to come up to monitor the process.
You want to do that? Go ahead.
No, honey,
I don't want to be the one. I'm tired of being the one to tell you not what to do. So you use your own best judgment.
I don't want a stripper. It would only work with you.
Hmm. All right. Well, that's sweet. In a pathetic kind of way, that's sweet, my darling.
I could only work it up for you. I mean, that environment especially. There's no way I could get my jerk on for some strange girl sitting up in the office with the thought that I'm going to try to get it in a spoon. I mean, I'd have to do it with you.
If,
you're my wife.
If
there was a strange girl up in the office.
And the expression on my face would make it impossible for that to happen.
But see, but you'd have...
Yeah, not taking the drinking thing out of the equation, if there was a strange girl up in the office, I could probably work it up.
Yeah.
Well, why not Mike?
Well, no, but I'm not doing that.
Because he won't do it. That's the difference. I'm the ying. No, I'm
not. Oh, no, and I don't want that either.
I would never drink Mike's or anybody else.
If there was like an attractive woman up in the office, I wouldn't have any problem with that.
I wouldn't kill you. I mean,
I'm not drinking Mike's. That's gay.
No, don't worry. The offer's not been extended.
Mike, I know it's not been extended. And don't worry.
Oh, but you're derailing the show.
I know I'm
derailing.
Mike's not derailing the show.
I don't know why you are just throwing a wet blanket over it.
Here she goes. Okay.
I want to tell you something. 5 years from now, when I'm really every day like I am at home, you're going to be bored to death. When you get the real me all the time.
I don't want you all the time. I think I've made that clear. I want you at work. I want you normal.
Yeah,
that's
I think you ought to make it 7 years then.
No, Mike, five. I'm telling you, I can only do this for five more. I only got five more in me. I only got five more good years in me, Mike.
Okay.
I know. I don't care how much money.
Some different fingers.
I know you are, Mike.
All right.
And good luck. Let it be the Mike and Buzz and Rob show. I would wish you all.
Hey, if they'll have us.
I would wish you good luck.
All right. If they'll have us.
I'm telling you.
But see, then it will fall to you, Mike, to be doing this with your...
I'm not nearly as outrageous as your husband.
What I'm saying is...
I just do silly voices.
Me and Mike have had a really good run, and I'm not pulling a Howard Stern here. I'm just saying in 5 years, that's it. But for those 5 years, honey, I'm going to run 100 miles an hour every day.
No,
on this show, we're going to go as fast and as far as we possibly can.
Strap yourself in.
I know. This is what I'm afraid of. You're escalating it as you get to the end of the road.
Yeah. Well, listen. You would never. You never have to worry about a sex for Sam. You know that'll never happen.
All right. If
this is the worst epitaph that they're going to have, is that once he's the crazy disc jockey who, drank a teaspoon of his own number three.
Well, also, even the officers, it's obviously not going to happen, but you're talking about something with yourself, and that's what we do here. And I think that's where the whole attitude of people that do what we do, you got to kind of bring it in on yourself a little bit more than we used to do, and maybe that's okay.
All right, baby.
Well, that's okay.
And let's ignore the double standard.
Mike, if you would do it and you don't have a wife to be upset, then I'd be all for it.
But see, here's the thing.
I'd do it for $10,000.
No.
No, I wouldn't. I just realized.
Stop the room, though.
No, I really wouldn't. Everybody was looking at me and I'm like, no, I'm faking it. No.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do it.
I was willing to forego a lot of purses to make that happen.
No, I don't think I'd... No, there's just something about doing it. I just... No, it would bug me.
It's called self-respect, Mike.
And you know what? When it comes to this show, I don't have any. Because I've made this very plain. I have made a deal with the devil for this show to get ratings. Honey,
well,
this is the way it is.
Look, if you make a deal and you're married, I have to be a co-signer on that deal. And I did not co-sign a deal with the devil.
Oh, okay, but the devil's been... Let me just say, the devil entered this show about 15 years ago.
No. The devil has become, before it was maybe a demon, a little like fallen angel. It wasn't the real devil. I mean, it's just...
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
He's here.
I remember we did a pretty nasty show when we went down to Atlanta. You remember that?
Yeah.
That's when the devil went down to Georgia. Sorry.
All right, baby. Well, never mind.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
It's just a topic. I love you.
I love you.
I know you do.
So proud.
Oh, come on.
Proud, you know what, proud.
You're proud of me. Come on. You're proud of me. You know you're proud of me? Look in your goddamn purse. You're proud of me.
Stop
come
it.
Come on. You're proud.
Stop it.
Come on. You are proud of me.
You don't think I'm that shallow.
You are, but honey, you are proud of me. Even
I'm proud
now.
Of you. I'm proud of you when you're funny and you work hard. And so I'm proud of you every day.
And honey, I got news for you. Even this discussion right here.
But not proud of it.
Is funny.
Oh, it's great.
And highly listenable.
It's great, and I've always found, and I maintain this, that this woman on the telephone has always, and will always be, hopefully, the conscience of this show.
It's exhausting!
It's tough. It's a tough mantle to carry, Frida, but you do it well.
I hate it when you say that.
You hate it when I say that?
Yeah.
Well, it's the truth. Okay. No, it's the truth. It has always been that way.
I really do.
You know, it's what separates us from a few other people that are, repairing air conditioners right
now.
But,
Mike, I've never wanted to do anything like the air conditioner.
Even if you wanted to, the conscience would probably be there.
But I've never wanted to do that. All right, I love you, sweetie.
I love you, too, boo-boo.
All right.
Goodbye, sweetie.
Bye.
I think one of the reasons that we have longevity is that we both police ourselves pretty well, but occasionally when we both get revved up on something, she'll do that.
I don't, here's the thing now, and I'll get over it now during the commercial break.
You're going to concern me if you get really disappointed about this.
I said it as a goof.
Yeah. Right.
I'm like, I do it, but like, I'm not sitting here going, man, I can't, because I got news for you.
Man, I can't drink it now.
Because I got news for you. I could go out during the commercial break, and if I really wanted to, I could do it anytime I want.
Right.
You know, I would do it for the show.
Right.
That's it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
So, what, are you going to be the next Ken Stevens after this five-year contract's up, or what?
I think you might be very surprised. Yeah. we have to break for commercials. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye-bye. Okay. All right, so, you know what? Forgot all about Chris. Hey, Chris, are you still there, dude?
What?
Oh, man. Sorry, Chris.
I'm sorry, Chris.
Oh, hey,
No, eat Chris.
You don't have to worry about that. My tummy's full. I have macaroni. All right.
Chris, I promise we come back from the break. We'll find out what's up with you, okay?
You guys take your time. I'm laying on my futon.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Macaroni and bread. Keep enjoying that protein diet.
There he is. Chris the Loser from Seattle will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Strickland Propane tastes the meat, not the heat.
Hello, Hank?
Speaking.
How you doing? It's Matt.
Who is this?
Consenting adults, the country's largest supplier of mail-order adult entertainment.
Somebody can put you out for.
Zero. God, please, watch your mouth. This is an interstate phone line. How did you get this number?
Not important. What is important is that we have a bigger selection and lower prices than Arlen Video.
What? Arlen Video told you I rent pornography? Who plays the most hits? Y-104. Yeah, okay. That crazy morning zoo.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
That's why you, sir, are the greatest man in show business.
Thank you.
They can't stop hating on people. Don and Mike.
Someone call for a doctor?
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
What things and how are you doing?
Hi, you're on the air.
To put things in perspective.
Yes.
You're talking about consuming a minor bit of your number three.
That discussion is now closed, but yes.
All right, well, real quick. It's only your own body fluid, just like blood when you cut your finger. But to put it in perspective, think about when you go into a public restroom to wash your hands before eating your lunch, and some other guy has gone number one or number two, didn't wash his hands, and put his germy hands all over that door handle,
mm-hmm.
that now your clean hands just touched your sandwich, and then ate.
Right. So I got what you're saying, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, we probably consume horrible things all day in microscopic amounts.
I got you.
It's terrifying.
Just wait. You know, here's all I have to say at the end of this discussion. Just wait 5 years. See if you find anybody willing to drink their own number three. That's it. Then you wish I was here.
I'll do it then.
Mike, I know that you were a fan of Phil Hartman. We all were.
Of course I was.
This is from the tabloids, from the New Globe, which incidentally has Lisa Marie real fat on the cover.
Oh, dear.
Let me see. Phil Hartman died with a smile on his face. Tragic, funny guy, Phil Hartman died smiling when he was gunned down by his suicidal wife, Bryn. That's the bizarre revelation from his brother, John Hartman, who saw... I think it was only one shot, but thank you, Rob. Saw the star's older brother, John...
Where was his other brother?
Saw, and that would be...
David.
and his sister... Lisa.
Lisa, yeah, his hot sister.
Let me see. John Hartman saw his brother's body shortly after the murder in 1998. He was laid out on a gurney, as was Bryn, his wife. He was happy looking. It was like he was asleep. He had a big smile on his face. The only visible sign of violence was the bullet hole directly between his eyes.
Oh.
And it had not been doctored.
Doctored. Wow.
Doctored.
Someone called for a doctor?
That's pretty morbid. Uh-oh. That's pretty morbid that he was... I didn't know she got him right between the eyes.
There you go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great, thanks.
Good. I was going to call up and pronounce myself to the radio gods, but it could be the radio gobbler.
Okay.
But since the session is done, that was the best bit between you and Frieda I've heard in a while.
Oh, well, thanks. And unfortunately, as you'll find, I guess you won't find because you don't go home with me, it wasn't really a bit.
I can tell by your demeanor right now that it wasn't really a bit.
I'll get the lecture tonight. Tonight, when I go home, I know I'll get
tired.
The lecture.
You seem exhausted after that little endeavor.
Because I know tonight I'll go home and she'll say, do you ever really think about the things you say? And I'll say, it's a show.
Right.
And she'll say, yes, it's a show, but... I have to go out in the real world, and I have to deal with other mothers at school, and I go to school, and you're the dad, that's blah, 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 you know.
Has this went on your entire career in radio with Frieda?
Or gone on?
Yeah, actually, you know, to an extent, she talks about back when I played records. Mm-hmm. Even back then, she would get, not as upset as now, but she would get offended.
But you and I have had to become accustomed to our families being embarrassed. I mean, really, it comes with the territory.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't talk about it a lot. I really don't talk about it a lot. I get it. Let me tell you something. I get it double barrel. I get it double barrel, and that's why I don't hang around with my family on my side. You know, because really, my ex-wife and her family, they were very, very cool about it. But you know how people, you can always tell when people are... You know, you think it's kind of cool what we do, or when people are just to have that little standoffishness. You know?
Right.
I remember one time we were going to get an affiliate in Hartford, Connecticut, and I called my mom and I said, and she's on the other end, hi, how are you, dear? How's everything going? Is everything fine? And I called and I said, yeah, Ma, it's really looking good, like we're going to have an affiliate in Hartford.
And there was silence.
Dead silence.
Right.
It seemed like 30 seconds of silence on the other end.
Because your mom doesn't really want to hear what we do every day.
No, of course she doesn't.
See, and I
respect that, too.
I'm very blessed that my mother-in-law
mm-hmm.
is a big fan of the show. Listens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Loves it.
And it's great. And there are people that... But you can always tell... And some people are upfront about it, and some people aren't. Most people aren't, and that's what those are the people I have fun with.
And there are members...
people that are a little uptight about it.
There are members of my wife's family who hate the show.
Well, you know, and I'm sure you get this, too. You know, you could get... And this is what makes me a little angry. You know, I say, you could do so much different stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they don't get it. You know what we are? We're circus clowns. We're here to entertain. We are here to... If you take what we do seriously, you're in the wrong place. Do we have opinions on serious things once in a while? Sure we do. We have that. But by and large, people tune in here because they want to hear us goof around. I mean, that's what it's all about.
You guys are so naturally funny. We used to hear that from program directors.
Oh, my God.
You're absolutely. So naturally funny. Why do you always have to go down that road? Because that's the fun road to go down.
And that's the road that makes us laugh and has for 18 years. And that's what's funny and what makes us laugh. And I told you, I was in that theater watching Kangaroo Jack with a theater of like 5-year-olds when the kangaroo farted. I mean, there was the biggest laugh, and it still makes me laugh. It's funny, lowbrow funny.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, Don?
Yes.
And Mike.
I love your show. I've been listening for a long time. I have a question for you, Don.
Yes.
I feel sorry for you because you provided a phenomenal lifestyle for your wife. And all I can say is she must have the best cat on the face of this earth because you still live with her. Nothing you do is right. Nothing you do is good enough. Mm. She always demeans you.
Here's a guy now. Yeah, now I'm going to have to pull back the curtain once again.
I think you are phenomenal.
I really have to pull back the curtain?
What kind of car is she driving?
Robbie, give me 30 seconds on the clock. Give me 30 seconds on the clock just so I can pull back the curtain for this dumbass. Okay?
Ding.
Are you ready? Here you go. Here's the truth. My wife really isn't a turbo bitch. She doesn't really ride me all the time. She doesn't tell me what to do and what not to do. To be honest with you, I only called her up about the number three thing because she gave me the reaction that I knew she was going to give me. My wife is the greatest person in the world, and if you're such a dumbass that you really think my wife is a super bitch, then you, my friend... I'm sorry, you don't get it.
All right, but I disagree with you. Because
you don't get it.
The other day when you went to get your son's car, that was a real emotion. She was wrong.
Yeah, but wait. If you were a fan, let me ask you. Here's a legitimate question to you, sir.
Yes.
If you're a fan of the show and you like what we do.
I truly do.
And why don't you think that really when you call in with something like that, do you think you're helping anybody on this show?
Last week, my wife and I...
It was because, you know why? Because you and Don bust your humps to give us a great show every day. And I love to hear Frida call in, and I love to hear that repartee.
And then leave it at that.
But then I feel sorry for Don because...
Don't feel sorry for me. Don't cry for me, Argentina. I got a better home life than you could ever imagine. I mean this very seriously, and I'm not talking about material.
I have a home life like Mike.
I'm not talking about material things.
Maybe that's why you're out of touch, sir.
Maybe
that's the deal.
and again, this is the type of radio that I don't think will garner a lot of listenership, but I'll tell you the truth. I live in a home that is surrounded by love. In my home, when I go home, it is a great, warm, loving, I mean, no BS. Me, my wife, and my son, we love each other. We laugh all the time. We are closer than a husband and wife and a son could possibly be.
I just want to say I'm sorry for calling and free to keep up the great work.
If I ever told you all that every day on the radio, I would be Jack freaking Diamond. And yeah, sometimes she pisses me off. And last week was one of the times she really pissed me off. But today was, you know, listen, if I wanted to drink my own number three, I'd do it. Okay? I would just do it.
Absolutely.
Which is why during the next commercial break, I'm just going to go do it.
Then come back in and tell us how it tasted.
No, I'm not going to. I wouldn't do it without getting paid for it.
Good for you.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah?
I'd just like to say something to Frida.
What?
Frida? You had a chance to marry Chris Cord, and you blew it! You blew it!
Now, that's funny.
That is funny.
That's funny. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, sorry about that.
That's okay.
I just wanted to let all these listeners know, please understand, Frida is part of the show.
Yeah, she is.
She's a big part of the damn show, and that's what makes it so entertaining. So lighten the hell
right.
up.
And you heard the whole thing explained.
Get it.
In real life, get the show and Don's, goes home surrounded by love. All right? All right, we got it all. I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with that. I didn't say that.
I know you didn't.
You would feel bad.
It's okay. It's okay. I understand. There are loving households all over America, and I'm happy. I'm happy for each and every one of you. I'm happy for each and every one of you that are surrounded in a house.
I can't manage it. Oh, no, Rob's not surrounded in a house by love.
Rob is
No, Rob is very unhappy.
Oh, God. Now, you know what? And speaking, love comes in very different forms, and I have my girls this morning, and I've had my girls all weekend, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is also a house where there is a tremendous amount of LUV. And, you know, I'm tired of talking about love.
A lot of love in my house, but sometimes love comes in the form of a bald fist.
Oh, God.
I mean, really.
Love hurts.
Oh, my God.
If you guys, all you idiots who think my wife is a turbo bitch and I'm pussy whipped, if you knew, if someday I really ran a tape on the stuff that goes on at home,
right,
and you heard all the, you'd puke if you heard all of the, I love you so much, I love you, you're so great, thank you for doing, thank you, you're great, I can't wait till we can do this.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It's sickening. It is sickening how happy we are. God, I'm glad I have this show. So I can say she's a bitch. You know, because really, well, like 20% of the time she is.
Oh, no. Then you keep talking, you're just going to get yourself in trouble again.
Hello, Chris?
Yeah?
You got fired?
Yeah.
From which job, dude?
Sherwin Williams.
Well, that was your second job anyway. You still working at the Walmart?
Yeah.
All right, so things are okay.
Well, they fired me for some bogus reason.
Well, what was it?
Why they said I touched this girl's butt.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, dear.
That seems to be coming up on the show again today.
we have to break again. We'll get to Chris, and the lady with the threesomes is here.
Ah.
So more show coming right up. Stay right there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. I'm coming to your corporate headquarters. My plane gets in at 2, and we'll settle this deodorant thing face to face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
The Don and Mike Show. They love the Arbotron. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Yeah, we got our sex music going here, our porno music.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gonna bring the threesome lady in just a second. But first, this is a gift from Chris in Seattle. What happened to Sherwin Williams? Chris?
Hey, guys.
Hey, dude. All right, why'd you get fired from Sherwin Williams?
What a story.
Well, you see, you touched somebody's butt?
Well, that's what she claimed. And I'm moving 5 gallon buckets around, right? And you guys have seen them before, I am sure.
The big plastic ones?
Right.
That's correct. And so I'm moving them down the ladder, right? And then I walk around the corner and set them down, and I bumped into her, and she almost fell, and I grabbed her, like, by the waist so she wouldn't fall. And I guess she told the boss that I grabbed her rear end.
And you got fired?
Yeah.
But now you still have the other job, right?
I know, but now I can barely make ends meet, Don.
So they didn't give you any kind of hearing or explanation or anything? They just, you were out on the street?
They said I was inappropriately...
touching.
Yeah. Mm. And I've never touched anybody's butt like that at work before. And now...
Did you touch it outside or inside?
What do you mean, like in her butt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I didn't touch her inner butt, because then I have to go through her pants, and then
I was kidding, Chris. Yeah.
Was she attractive?
She was very erectional.
Did you see that comment alone? Maybe, were there any other incidents with this woman?
No, and you know what is funny? She wasn't the one who complained, because my manager was right there next to us. And he's the one that took me aside and said, "Now, Chris, this is the kind of stuff that's not tolerated at work." And I asked him what he meant, and he said, "The way that you touched her." And I said, "Well..."
I thought you said she's the one that complained.
She didn't complain. The manager was right there.
And the manager saw you...
Yeah.
Grab the customer's ass.
No, not a customer. It's a coworker.
Oh,
yeah.
Coworker.
Yeah, do you think the manager's doing her?
No.
So
I don't think so, because he's really fat.
Chris, what's the other job you have?
Walmart, and I'm only making $8.50 an hour, and now I, like today, guess what I did today?
I have no idea, Chris.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
I had to go down to PMO, which is public, like, hand helping hands. And you know what they do?
What?
guess what? They help people pay their power bill because I'm like 3 months behind in my power bill, and I wasn't going to have hot water. And guess what else?
What else?
Last weekend, or maybe a week and a half ago, I'm sitting in my chair watching TV a day before my TV got turned off. And I'm watching football.
Will they turn your cable off?
I'm watching some arena thing,
yeah.
Football. And I smelled smoke in my house. And I went looking through the house where the smoke was. And I couldn't find it, so I called my landlord. I said, something's burning up. You should get over here. And so we look around the attic and under the house and... to no avail.
Doesn't this remind you of like listening to a Cheech and Chong album?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And now, guess what?
What?
this is kind of funny.
Okay.
Guess what?
What?
My heater burned up. My hot water heater. It burned up.
That's where the smoke was coming from.
Yeah, it was. It was coming from down.
Hold on. I got some other guy from Seattle who says he can tell us what you look like. Because, of course, Chris the Loser calls from Seattle. Greg.
Describe yourself as bald and fat.
Yeah.
Greg?
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hi, Greg. Welcome. Also from Seattle on KQBZ. Have you seen this guy, Chris, before?
Yes, I have. I actually met him at the payphone when you guys were trying to verify that he was there.
Hey, buddy, what's up, man? You're the guy who works for the refrigeration company.
That is correct.
Remember, one of Chris's jobs was selling meat out of the
that trunk. Didn't go all that well, unfortunately. Yeah. Well, why don't you give us a good description of Chris?
Well, I just saw the actor who he best represents last night on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
He was the sister of the guy that they're trying, the family that came.
I
don't know if anybody watched it.
I know. Obscure.
So your best description of this guy is, everybody knows the stoners at school when you were growing up in high school.
Sure.
Okay?
Right.
And there's always one guy.
Joe.
Who isn't really the guy who is the most popular, but he's like one of those Klingon guys. That tries to hang around the guy that's most popular.
Like an answer me these questions three guy?
Something tells me you might have been one of those guys. Yeah.
I'll have you know, I was pretty hip when I was in school.
Now, who's that, Chris?
That's Chris talking.
I'm right here. I'm raising my hand. That's Chris. Now, if anybody else wants to raise their hand and tell us how cool they were, then they can just... sit right behind the bandwagon, and I'll pull them around because I was the leader of my pack.
All right, I'm getting rid of this other guy. Tell us what you look like.
Yeah.
So Chris, you got fired from Sherwin-Williams, but you're still working for Walmart.
Yeah, and I'm working hard down there.
Yeah.
All right.
Guess where I worked last night in the store?
Where?
I hung up panties all night and bras and pantyhose.
Hey, that doesn't suck, huh?
Yeah, but the people wearing them are like fat white trash.
Did you get any
ugly single moms with their teeth falling out?
Wow.
They need panties.
Did you get any erections?
No.
No.
And you work the night shift?
Yep, I work. Guess what time I work?
What time?
Midnight?
Nope. Earlier.
11?
A little earlier.
10?
30.
10:30 till
7
a.m.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know what? There's this one girl that I work with. Do you want me to tell you about her?
Did you grab her ass?
No, I won't ever. I'll just let them fall next time.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Good man.
And this one girl, guess what? I work Saturday night a couple days ago, right?
Saturday night.
I don't know why we are drawn to this guy, from Seattle. It is an awful, awful habit that we've gotten into.
Yeah, but he's fun to talk to.
You guys said that you guys liked me last time.
No, we do.
We like you a lot. You always have something interesting to say.
Well, you guys keep confusing me whether you like me or not.
No, we do like you.
We like you. I'm wondering if our audience likes you or not.
Rob,
do you like Chris?
No.
Yeah. Rob doesn't like you.
Someone called for a doctor?
Doesn't like anyone.
Why? I've always been nice and straight. Candid with you.
Rob, I think you ought to explain yourself to Chris.
Yeah. Why don't you?
He's having trouble handling that.
Robbie, here he comes now.
Rob, you're one of the nice guys that's kind of quiet in the background. Whenever you say something, it's really funny and makes me laugh.
Well, that's very nice, Chris, and thank you, but I don't care for you.
I think you're a slacker.
Why do you think I'm a slacker? I work hard.
Well, obviously not hard enough if you're not making ends meet. I mean, go and try a little harder. Spend less time playing a little bit of grab ass and work a little harder. Bring them a little more income, then everybody's happy. Right now, you're just sucking the energy out of your city.
All right, Chris, listen. Check back. Right now, you've not hit rock bottom.
No.
You've still got the Walmart gig, a cherry gig.
We like hearing about your life and how everything's going.
I don't have TV anymore.
That's all right.
More time to work.
Yeah, but Chris, don't you get like regular... a Channel 2?
I don't get Channel 4, 5, 7, and 11 because I don't have an antenna, and my TV went off because I ordered like $150 worth of pornographic movies.
Turned off your cable.
Yeah, and I asked them if I can get an extension, and they said no because I ordered too many 18 and older movies.
Hey, Chris?
Yeah?
How would you like it? If we were to get you a set of rabbit ears for your TV.
Oh, yeah. You mean like...
Walmart sells that.
Yes.
Buy it yourself, Chris. Make the step.
Hey, Rob, why don't you check this out, buddy? I don't get paid to March.
Well, guess what, buddy? That's 9 days from now, and you can buy yourself the best antenna in the flop house.
Yeah, but then that's $10 out of my monthly budget, and my budget is... First, I have $500 for rent, and then I have $87 to $104 for my power, and then I have a phone bill that's
All right.
Chris.
Yeah?
Chris, just tell me something.
What?
If we send you the money for the antenna.
Don't do it.
Rob, hold on. If we send you the money for the antenna, do you promise you'll buy the antenna?
No, he'll spend it on macaroni and cheese.
No, I won't. My mom bought me macaroni and cheese yesterday.
And porn.
I can't buy porn.
Yeah.
That's right. Right. They turned his cable off because he bought too many movies and didn't pay.
I just tried to tell you that, Rob, but obviously my buddy wasn't listening.
Someone called for a doctor?
All right, listen, buddy. Here's my new stance on you.
Once again, Spiewak has swayed me.
I like you.
What, you don't like him, Mike?
I don't like him anymore.
No. Chris, I like him.
I don't like the way he responded to the adverse situation.
Yes.
He sort of
Chris,
whining.
I like you to call. I just don't like you. And
what,
you have,
Rob?
What?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes.
What?
And Chris, I like you all the way around. I like you calling.
Me too.
Because I like you. But hey, I haven't heard from Joe in a while. I gave Joe my number weeks ago,
Friends. I'm going to leave you on hold and let you talk to Joe.
Do you think I can get your guys' address to write you mail? Because when my days are off for tomorrow and Thursday at night, I'm up all night with no TV, and they got stupid reruns on the radio, so
Here's the deal. I'm going to buy you an antenna.
Okay.
I'm going to call the Walmart. You tell Joe, off the air, the Walmart you work at.
And the antenna will be waiting for him tonight?
And I'm going to call the Walmart and give them my information, and I'm going to buy you the best goddamn antenna they have. Cost be damned if it runs me $14, $15.
How about one of those power antennas?
$16.
Where you put the batteries in it and you get the extra little boost in it?
Oh, yeah, AC adapters.
Yeah. Right.
An amplified antenna.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't use a CB antenna, could I?
No.
Chris?
Yeah?
You just give the information of the Walmart to Joe. I'm going to buy you an antenna.
Okay.
Okay?
What's so funny about that, Rob?
Because you have a CB antenna.
I know, and that's in my truck, but...
Right.
You know, Chris,
I called Radio Shack the other day.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah?
Before you hook up the rabbit ears, why don't you try hooking up the CB antenna to your TV?
And you know what?
But you know why it won't work? I'll tell you why if you'd like me to tell you.
Sure.
I would.
Because...
So belligerent.
What?
I said, stop being so belligerent.
And now we are starting to have a divided camp here.
Yeah.
Where it's Mike and Rob on one side.
I thought he got a little belligerent.
Me and Buzz on the other.
Yeah. Well, I've been drinking a little today.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. And you know what?
That's money that
you could use to pay your rent, buddy.
Yeah, but you know what?
No, I don't know what, buddy.
I'll tell you.
What have you been drinking, Chris?
Mike's Hard Lemonade that I have in my refrigerator for 3 months.
I love Mike's Hard Lemonade.
I know, but now guess what? Do you want to know?
Yes.
I feel like I kind of relapsed a little bit today.
You feel that way, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about your drug
oh,
history.
Oh, yeah, be careful.
What did you relapse to? What kind of drugs are you taking now?
Oh, I just had I had some Mike's Hard Lemonade.
All right, so it's alcohol. It's alcohol, right?
Yeah, but it's nothing. It's kind of like a weenie drink.
Yeah, but be careful.
Yeah, but if you have six or seven, you can get a good buzz going.
Well, I had like, you know, two or three.
You know, if you want to spice that up a little bit, you take your Mike's Hard Lemonade, you buy a bottle of that that vodka that comes in a plastic bottle.
Bowman's.
And just,
I have vodka in my cupboard. Hold on, let me check, guys.
Yeah, you can make those Mike's Hard Lemonades doubles.
Guess what kind? It's called,
what do you have?
I gotta move my stomach won't fit over the stove. Here it is.
What is
it? It's called Crown Czar Vodka.
Go ahead.
Crown Czar. Yes, add that
and
my tart lemonade.
Just a shot. Maybe two.
Macaroni.
Yeah.
You already ate macaroni.
I did, but it's, I might take it in for work tonight because I still don't have any peanut butter or jelly.
No, put a couple. I have a couple more Mike's Hard Lemonades and put double shots in them.
All right, Chris, here's the deal.
Oops.
Hold it. Did you say you're going to work tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to work tonight.
Don,
10:30, but I have to clean up.
I'm just a fence sitter, and I keep coming back.
Welcome back, Mike.
I love Chris. I love Chris. Now, Chris, I love you, man. I really do.
Chris. I like you too, Mike. And
thank you, buddy.
Do you know why I like you?
Why's that?
Because when I was painting on my first house on Lake Taps, I was listening to you, and the first person that was talking on the radio through the speakers that I heard was you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wow. Thank you, Chris.
And you know when it was? It was September of 2001.
Right. Okay. Very good.
Chris, we got a break. We've got a woman who's into threesomes. So
had a threesome once 2 years ago.
You'll want to hear about that.
Well, you're
being schizophrenic doesn't count.
He's having a threesome now. It's going to be Chris, a Mike's Hard Lemonade, and that bottle of vodka.
Now, Chris,
when you get to Walmart tonight, make sure you tell your supervisor the new trick you found out about the vodka and the lemonade, okay?
Now, Chris, listen, I'm very serious. You give Joe the information, and when you get to Walmart tonight, I'm going to call and have Joe speak to the manager, put her on my credit card, to buy you an antenna so you can watch, like, Cairo TV or whatever the hell it is.
How did you know Cairo?
I'm media savvy.
There you go.
Wow.
They sell vodka. Chris, they sell vodka at the Walmart?
No. They don't sell booze.
Just guns, Mike. Just guns, no booze.
Just guns.
You guys want to know one more thing?
What?
Is that I have, I'm all out of chewing tobacco, and I think I'll quit today.
Good for you.
That's a good move.
That's a good idea.
All right,
because
Chris.
Money's tight, and it's hard to find it.
Okay. All right, Chris, hold on. I'm going to get you that antenna. Give the information to Joe.
Do you want me to set up a payment plan with you?
You know what that is? That's a gift.
Oh, okay.
That's a gift. Call tomorrow and tell me how you like the antenna.
Maybe when we meet someday, I can shake your hand and give you the money back.
There you go.
I'll look forward to that day.
Yep.
All right, Chris, hold on, please.
Okay, Don.
Hold on.
Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome.
Bye, Rob.
Call tomorrow. Rob didn't say anything.
What did he say?
He said,
Rob.
Bye, friend.
Whatever.
Call tomorrow and tell me how you like the antenna.
Okay.
All right, hold on, please.
He wants to shake your hand, Don.
He says, you know what, and I can't help but say what. You know, you just want to know what he has to say.
Won't be any fecal remnants on that.
hey, Titty Bar.
Yeah.
Where's Stinky Poon?
Who?
Stinky Poon.
Just kidding. Hold on.
He's right there.
Stinky Poon!
Okay, I'm not kidding about this with this guy.
Right.
Find out the Walmart that he works at in Seattle.
Gotcha.
Then come in and get my credit card number.
Right.
Call the manager up.
Uh-huh.
Find out Chris's last name.
Okay. And,
you know, don't spend more than like $50.
Okay.
But get him a real nice antenna.
All right.
Okay? And have him call tomorrow. I'd like to find out how he likes his new antenna.
Very good.
Very good.
All right, Joey.
You got it.
Joe.
There he is.
Joe.
There it is.
Excellent.
Yeah, you know, I liked him. Then I, you know, when Rob started fighting with him, I thought he got belligerent. And then, you know, when he went into his liquor cabinet, you know,
I like him.
Fell in love with him again.
Blink, I travel. Like him. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hey.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to say I like Chris, and I think the reason I like him is because he reminds me of Tommy Smothers' routines.
Except I don't think it's a routine. I think it's real.
Yeah. I think it's the real guy. I mean, I think he's really challenged in
Hello?
His own little way.
Don and Mike, yeah. A little tardy.
Damaged.
Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, you want to know what?
What?
I really like that Chris guy. My spirits actually lift me up.
Guess what?
He does say that a lot, Buzz.
He does, and we walk right into it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I really like Chris. I think you guys ought to keep him around. Are you sure he's not Spicoli's kid?
I don't know.
Hey, everybody seems to like Chris.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Dude, that Chris guy kind of sucks.
See, not everybody likes him. All right, not everybody likes him. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Radio Gods. Hey, you know, there's been a lot of turmoil today in the show and just want to spread some love. This is Cheryl from Wichita. I got my check to get today. I was a Secret Sound winner, and thank you, thank you, thank you, Radio Gods.
Great. Oh,
wow.
Outstanding.
Thank you, Cheryl. Right.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you very much. Listen, and love to you, okay? And hey, I did watch the Connie Show just so I could see Frieda, and she is beautiful.
Thank you.
She's a gorgeous woman.
Agreed.
Kudos to you, Don.
Except she won't come up here and do the number three thing with me.
Right.
Oh, my heck. Well, that's okay. Hey, can I... Hey, Mike?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell RJ I said hey?
I will, most definitely.
Mike's
Thank
butler.
You very much.
Yep.
Mike's bye-bye butler. Now.
Raymond Diaz.
Fascinating.
The sex music is out, and I'll tell you why. In our next break, we're going to be joined by... What's her name? I can't... You know, she wrote a book that had her name on.
Is it on the front page?
No.
Biden, something like that.
Hold on.
We have her name, Lisa?
Crystal Seibenheidel.
Crystal
Seibenheidel?
Heidel. That is her name.
Crystal.
She has written a book about threesomes.
Oh, yeah.
She's into threesomes. She got a website, Sexual Triads.
Seibenheidel.
Sexual Triads, T-R-I-A-D-S, sexualtriads.com. And our next segment devoted to threesomes.
Put it in.
We'll see you right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Vivian's lithe and perfect body, glisteningly drenched with perspiration, lay momentarily stretched out. Her head and shoulders were bent almost double, like an animate figure six. In its classic and momentary immobility, her body might have been likened to a classic Grecian sculpture. Complementing this, and equally as artistically attractive, was the bronzed, powerful body of the man. His lower limbs were almost outstretched. His upper body was inversely twisted into a complementing duplicate of her pose. Fleetingly, the pair could have brought to mind an advertising poster that might use classic figures bent in shapes of numerals. He lay a panting nine above, beside, and around her, encompassing for the fleeting moment her gracious six.
The Don and Mike Show. They use the hair for protection. Don and Mike.
All right. Were you looking at our guest breasts also, Buzz?
Someone called for a doctor?
Hi,
yes,
Buzz.
I was. Hi, Don.
Yeah, I knew it.
She's got some.
She does. Buzz, I caught Buzz, and Buzz and I had that one of those moments where you just communicate, you know?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I'm just realizing all the stuff we're not going to get to today. Affiliate Roulette. Dot Letterman, we'll try to get to some of this stuff tomorrow. We're joined now by, you know, how the heck do you pronounce your name?
With long I's, Crystal Seibenheidel.
Kristen Seibenheidel.
Just Crystal, you know.
Crystal.
Just Crystal.
You got it.
Crystal's into threesomes. She's got the website, sexualtriads.com, and she's got the book, which is called... Images of Fantasy and Experience.
And man, I looked through that book. There are more contortionists in that book in different positions, wrapped around. And threesomes, you know, you got every kind in there. You got every combo. You got the two girls and one guy, the two guys and one girl, the three guys, the three girls.
What is it about a threesome that is better than a twosome?
Well, I wouldn't really say it's better. I think it's a different variation. And I think what's really cool about threesomes is that you get to look at so many other things because you have that extra person.
You know? Robbie, would you please slide her right up to the mic? Sure. I'm sorry about that.
I'm sorry.
There you go.
I'm small, you know.
Thank you, Crystal. I know you aren't. I just want everyone to hear. Buzz? The celebrity you think Crystal most resembles.
Crystal, can you turn and face me, please?
Buzz is probably...
Yeah, that's a tough one. Well, I don't know. I'm stumped. I don't know who that would be.
Dana Delaney?
She's a brunette.
Mm-hmm.
Attractive.
Yeah, a little,
yeah, kind of little auburn hair.
Right.
You know?
Buzz is normally very good at this game. You see, Buzz, among all of us, is the one who is probably the most free sexually. He's swapped. He and his wife, they've been married over 25 years. But at one point, they went through a period in their relationship where they swapped.
Experimentation, threesomes included.
And you enjoyed it.
Yes. Wait a minute.
Yes,
hold
I did.
Hold on. Info alert.
This is a new piece of information. Buzz, you were in a threesome?
Yeah.
So besides the swinging, there was a threesome?
Yeah, with another woman, yeah.
Wait. We always thought that it was you and the other...
Another couple.
It was you and the girl and Marcia and
great
the
about
guy.
Buzz, the four of us, yeah. But we never heard about a threesome.
But at one point, it was you and Marcia and...
And another woman.
Wait, was it the same woman?
No.
From Swap? Wait, hold on.
Only one time? Twice? Three?
Wait. This is another new chapter in the life of Buzz.
This is amazing.
And this is not the same woman as was with the couple when they swapped.
Right.
Well, it's not that earth-shaking. It's actually a step down from our last story.
Have you ever been in a threesome?
Negative. I never have. Have you?
Yep.
What was your combination?
Two women. There would only be a... I couldn't do it with another guy. I just couldn't. I mean, I was looking in your book, and it's not because I'm homophobic or anything. I'm just looking in the book, and it would kill it if there was another guy involved in it. You know, who knows if something happened, but I don't see that ever happening. Two women and a guy, I mean, that happened only one time in my life, and it was one of the greatest, coolest experiences in my life.
Buzz, how many threesomes have you had?
I think a couple.
A couple. Was your wife involved in both of them?
Yes, absolutely.
So it was Marcia with another woman and you.
Like a mutual friend, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wowsy woozy. Mike, I'm guessing that yours was...
It is wonderful.
I don't think we'd be... You know, there's really no need to go into any great detail about who, what, and where, and when, and all that.
Can you tell me, was it in another life?
You know?
Another one of your...
I will write down.
Would you write down the year?
Mike, do what I do. Just say, that was a long time ago.
Well,
I don't want to nail Mike to the wall. Mike's not...
As a matter of fact, Don, twice. Wow. Now that I think of it.
Good for
you,
Mike.
You're going to lie. I'm going to write down two words for you.
Okay.
And I'd like to say, there you go.
Understood.
All right. Here we are. All right.
Hey.
Here we go.
That's it.
I just want to say something.
Yeah.
I thought we were friends. You know what I mean? I thought.
Yeah.
I thought that.
You know, probably knew.
You never told me.
Yeah, we'll talk during the break.
You never told me.
Huh?
No. Hold on a second.
Yeah, you knew.
About that first one?
About one of them I did know. You're right. Yeah. Hold on. No, you're right.
Long, many, many, many years
ago. One of them I did know about. The second one I didn't, but the one I definitely knew about.
Now that I think about it. You know what? Technically, whatever. I don't want to go into any more detail. I think for every guy, the idea of two women is just the uber turn on. Every guy I talk to, that's a great fantasy.
So do you like being with two men?
Well, let me answer that first question there that Mike had. There are a lot of men who love to see their wife with another man. And our story talks about that, too.
I'm not all that thrilled about that right now.
But sometimes they're great endings and sometimes not.
I was going through a divorce.
Sorry.
That's all right.
You can say do a threesome, though.
Yeah. I'm not going through a divorce, but I wouldn't want to see...
Goddamn right.
I wouldn't want to see some other guy boning my wife when I was there. I wouldn't.
I think some guys like to see... They like to see another man be enchanted by their wife.
That doesn't surprise me. I can understand that might be. Would the majority of men, though, I mean, with the research that was done for this book...
Incredible!
The majority of heterosexual... I can't talk. He played a guy that used to work at the radio station.
Incredible!
I'm afraid I'm losing my train of thought.
He was the guy.
The majority of heterosexual men would want the two women and
you're
and,
not going to believe this!
And one guy, right?
You know, I can't say that.
You don't know?
Every time I ask someone, what's your favorite combination, and I start thinking, okay, it's definitely what everyone says. It's the two bisexual ladies with the guy. You know, mm-hmm. That's like every guy's major fantasy, just mm-hmm. two girls. getting it on with the guy.
Right.
Then someone says, well, you know, I'd really like to do two guys with the girl. I'd love to share a girl with my buddy.
So you don't have any, like, trends or the majority or anything like that?
No. And women, the same thing. You know, a lot of women are fine with another woman.
So what is the type of, generally when you're in a threesome, if you're with two guys, for instance, would you be using your mouth on one of them while the other one would be using his thing on you? Would you be in that configuration?
Well, you know, what's so wonderful about the human body and creativity? You can kind of do that configuration or many, many other configurations. Sometimes you can just lay out and watch and then join in.
What's your favorite configuration?
Well, speaking for myself, I have two guys.
You like two guys.
And I was with the two guys over 3 years. We did it about 5-6 times.
Yeah.
And we just got more creative as time went on.
What's the most creative thing you did with those two guys?
Oh, gee. Probably when we took the videotape out.
No.
The camera.
Really? Did a little camera thing?
Yeah, we did a camera thing.
Did you all get copies?
No, that's kind of something we talk about in my story. There was a switch done, and I don't know where the video is.
Oh.
We don't know what happened.
That doesn't bother you, though, does it? I'm looking at you. That doesn't bother you one little bit, does it?
Well, no, I would like to know where it was.
You'd like to know where it was?
Definitely.
Yeah, all right.
How do you handle, if you're with two guys, this is a topic that came up earlier on the show, the number three, what we call, you know, man's, you know,
relish.
How do you handle when it's that time for a fella? Do you allow him to facials? You got two guys and one of them's pumping you, and you're...
I love when you try to formulate these questions, you know. This is when your childlike curiosity is...
Do you ever end up just dripping? You know what I mean? I'm thinking of pornos. Right.
Yeah, well, that's what I think of, too. Most guys do.
Do the guys ever, do you just stand there and they go, you're the target, and they go, okay.
Well... Actually, we have a story that talks about that pretty much. We have a couple. They went to a weekend retreat, and they ended up picking up a guy. And the husband writes the story. It's called My Love. And he talks very much about how the other man is doing his wife and how that's happening and how then, you know, he goes in afterwards and how they share that moment together. And then they talk about the jealousy. There obviously was some jealousy with that, too. But, yeah, she and they both cleaned her. They both washed her. You know? But, you know, talking about your earlier conversation, Don, I have to ask you. You said you're how old?
I'm going to be 45 in September.
And, honey, you never, ever had a taste of yourself?
No, ma'am.
You never, accidentally or anything like that?
No.
You know, I
Mike, you sure do get a lot freer when there's a sexpert in the room.
I was just curious. I mean, if you know, ever, like, by accident or anything like
no,
that.
No, I've never tasted myself, no.
Because, I mean, you know, we all have different tastes, and it's kind of nice to know what you taste like if you're going to expect someone else to kind of have that taste.
I'd do it for $1,000. My wife won't let me,
Aren't you curious?
About what I taste like?
Yeah.
Not really. Buzz, have you ever tasted yourself?
No. Mm-mm.
No?
No.
So you guys aren't curious.
Mike, have you ever?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, by accident.
Good for you, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, just, so
you were chastising me when actually done it.
Well, no, I mean, it was never something that I don't like the idea like a tablespoon. And and that's why, you know, when I said, hey, $10,000, and then I said to myself, no, because it's just the idea of that,
right.
You know. It's kind of like, my experience with that would be just like, dipping your toe into a cold pool, you know. I mean, you just it's like, ee, okay, and, right. And that's it.
I notice in the book there's pictures multiracial. Tell me, is the stereotype about black men true? About black men and their penis?
I don't know if that's really about threesomes, but
from your experience,
I think
with black men, Generally, do black men have bigger penises than white men?
Well, I have very limited experience, but I would say that there's variation with black guys, just as there is variation with every other kind of guy.
You mentioned before that when I was talking about two women with one guy, you said, well, if the two bisexual women, does that mean that if two guys get into a threesome with a woman, does that mean they're bisexual too?
That the guy is?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No,
right.
No, and it doesn't mean that the women are bisexual.
Oh, so really, you can have two women that just really have nothing to do with each other.
Exactly.
They just are both in the bed with the man, and they both have relationships with the man.
You ever made?
Okay, that was pretty stupid. Now that I think about it,
we have a really, really wonderful story called Kahlua and Coffee, where it's two sisters mm-hmm. during a hurricane in Florida end up having a rendezvous with a young man, mm-hmm. and they share the sisterly moment with this one guy.
If you're with a guy, and there was another girl. Or maybe you've done this. Would you make out with another girl in front of a guy? Have you done that?
Myself?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not courageous. Just like you're not courageous enough to taste yourself there, I'm not courageous enough yet to have another woman touch me. I'd like to have more. I think I haven't had enough men yet, or enough of a man, I should say.
You know, but I bet you edited this book, and I think I made the comment when I saw this. This book looks to me to be skewed towards two guys, one girl. At least the pictures that I saw. There were a lot of pictures of two guys.
There's
and
a
one
lot of
girl.
Pictures of three guys too.
Yeah, three guys. And what is that?
We've got a lot of pictures of three girls too.
That picture looks like the. You know, what are they doing? And is that an elephant impression that they're doing there? What's going on? Man?
This one.
Well, no. We have to say, okay, the book is basically an anthology, so we have 14 different stories with different points of view, but our pictures too. We the book you're looking at was the first galley. And then we did three other photo shoots where you have some pictures that I handed over there. And
I've got these pictures.
And we've got seven photographers. And you're right. In the beginning, I don't think it was because of any bias on my part, but we noticed that the pictures that came out the best were the two guys and the girl. So we decided to do some others. And then we had some real artsy ones and then some real sexy ones.
Given the choice, would you rather have sex with one guy or with two guys?
Oh, that's so tough. I, at heart, me, myself personally, I'm monogamous. I probably, but then, you know, given if I would have had a really long-term, wonderful monogamous relationship, would I want to, you know, do like Buzz did and you know, adventure a little bit?
Let's think about the word monogamous. If you're sitting there and you're in a committed relationship and you're in a married relationship with someone and you bring another person into that, does it still count as monogamy?
I think, you know, the terms for today's world are so different that mm-hmm. you really can't say. I think so. I think if people, you know, I think most people would want to know that you're telling the truth and being honest. And I think a lot of people who are swingers, which threesomes isn't really only about, but people who are swingers or swap, they're being honest. At least they're not cheating,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, it would seem to me that if you brought another woman in and your wife was there and she knew what was going on, that you're not really violating any trust, and that's what monogamy is all about, right.
Right? Right? But, you know, sex is sex, and we are emotional creatures, and I don't care if someone says they're just going to have sex for some fun. You know, you're going to have some emotion, and there's jealousy, and you have to learn how to deal with it, or it's not right.
Do threesomes screw up a lot of relationships?
I think they can.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm thinking right now, there's a friend of my wife's, I'm going to write her name down, all these guys know her.
Yes.
I already know the name.
You already the name, okay. Buzz, you know the
of
name.
Course.
Robbie, you know the name. Okay.
And
now,
I see the name, but I won't say it.
Okay, mm-hmm. don't say it. Now,
there's another name you should be writing down there, too. I can't think of it right now.
Sarah?
No, there's one other.
Oh,
Buzz and I recently.
That name?
Yes.
Okay, so. But anyway. So anyway, my wife has these very good friends. And here's what I'm thinking. That, you know, I think about them. Everybody thinks about stuff like that all the time. Here's my point. First of all, I don't cheat on my wife. So I couldn't have sex just with these women. But if I was, like, alone with my wife and one of these other women, I don't think I'd like it.
You don't think you would?
I mean, if there were two women?
No, if it was Frida and one of the women that I've just written down.
Right.
Who there's no doubt, at the very least, I've wondered what they look like naked.
Right.
Okay? I don't think I'd like it. I think...
Would you be nervous?
Yeah, here's the point that I'm trying to get to.
Why wouldn't you like it? Would you be uptight about appearing to be, into it too much with the other person?
I'd be upset about Freedom being there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't think you're abnormal.
Totally upset.
I don't think you're abnormal.
But I would, I don't want to say I want to bang these women. They're friends of my wife's, but...
I think in both cases, if you're bringing another woman into the bedroom, your wife has to be just super honest and super cool. And if you bring another guy in, the guy, the husband, has to be the same way. I mean, otherwise, it's not going to work. It's not really going to be. That's why I think if a wife, and, you know, who am I? I mean, I'm separated. What do I know about a marriage? But I'm telling you, if you have a couple and the husband is kind of forcing the issue, saying, hey, this will really spice up, I don't think that's good either.
Now, would this count as a threesome, though? Because this will work for me. If my wife and this woman put on a show for me, and all I was doing was watching,
that would appeal. If I was in a similar situation, if I was still married, that type of situation would be far more appealing to me than me even getting involved. And I think you're not alone in that.
Would that count as a threesome, if I was just watching?
We have a story called A Few Things I've Learned from Mirrors. It's a San Francisco writer whose name is Bill Noble. Most of our writers chose to be anonymous, but Bill is a professional writer, and he felt very comfortable about having his name out there. And he did have that situation with his wife and another, actually his girlfriend. They have a very open relationship, and he thought things were honky-dory all along. They all knew each other, and one night he came home, and they had dinner, and they said, take your office clothes off, and come on into the bedroom.
Baby.
And that's what he said,
See, that would be...
Wow.
I mean, if your wife was into that type of thing, and I read an article the other day that said, women might not admit this, but about 25% of married women have thought about it. Bisexual experience. And, if you're just sitting there, and watching the show, it seems to me, no pressure.
Squeeze a couple of calls that we have to break, and then we'll take more calls. And we have to give you the sex quiz as well. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, guys. How you doing today?
We're doing great.
Good. I love the topic. This is awesome.
Who doesn't?
Hey, listen, this reminds me of the summer incident, I think, where Marcia came over to swim and changed her bathing suit. Do we think that some of this could have been shown earlier?
I'm lost. Boy, I think you're getting women mixed up.
Different
stories. My wife's friends mixed up. But there's no doubt who... Oh, that was Sarah. That was our British neighbor, Sarah. But my wife has kissed Buzz's wife
on a goof.
Yeah, for fun.
Yeah, they like say it's a goof, but they do it. But Buzz, I'll say your wife is the instigator on that. I think.
Really, I don't know. I sense a lot of enthusiasm from your wife as well.
When couples get together, when married couples get together, I mean, and I've seen it at parties and stuff like that. When the women start getting into each other, it's great for the husband.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, I just want to say, I don't know if you guys feel the same way. If you were going to have a threesome with your wife, don't you think you would have to really be comfortable with yourself and your performance? If you're not a stud and the other guy is, and you're done in 30 seconds, what are you doing now? You're sitting there watching him for half an hour.
That's a factor, too.
But first of all, I think I speak for everybody, at least in this room, if the threesome would have to be two girls.
There'd be
no way I could be in the room with another guy.
I could never do it.
I could never do it. That's one of the reasons. Another reason is just the ugh factor. The other reason would be the jealousy factor.
I take it back.
Poor guys. The guys would be jealous?
I'd be jealous. I wouldn't want another guy with the woman that I was intimate with. I probably wouldn't enjoy that at all.
That's really interesting, because I think women kind of get jealous when we know, if we're not bisexual, we get kind of jealous like, well, wait a second, you're doing that to her and not to me, and she's enjoying it, and you kind of feel like, I want my, where's mine?
Yeah.
I think girls...
Are you married?
I was. I'm not now.
Not now? Do you have a regular boyfriend?
I did. Not now.
And you're not wearing a bra.
She did, but not now.
Obviously. That's all right, funny. When we come back, we'll take some more calls. Your book
I am wearing a shirt, though. Let everybody know I am.
Hey, you're wearing like a lace see-through shirt, though.
And we all say thank you.
Welcome.
The name of your book is Three Images of Fantasy and Experience, and the website is sexualtriads.com. We'll give you our sex quiz. And then we'd like to take some phone calls.
I think people are truly into this.
But before we take the sex quiz, here's a question not really on there. How many threesomes have you had?
I've only had one set. I'm kind of like one of those people who, like you said, I was really more monogamous. And one time I had a threesome, and with those same two guys, and that was like one night. I had no anticipation it was going to happen. I didn't even know the guys before. They were strangers. I met them at
the bar. Well, hell, Buzz, you could have written this book.
I could have helped.
Would you have sex with us? I mean, with like the four guys in this room?
Well, first of all, that's not a threesome. We've got...
Well, no. I mean, but we've got four guys.
I believe that if you're going to mention four guys, you have to use the word gang.
But if you're going to pick two, though, let me just say of myself, Mike, Buzz, and Rob, are there two guys in this room? You don't have to mention names. Are there two guys that you could picture yourself in a threesome with? Are you attracted sexually to at least two of the four of us?
I certainly, in my fantasies, could definitely find all kinds of combinations I could do with all four of you in twos. But in real life, you know.
Give a round of applause. I'll take that.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's good enough.
Really? Have you gotten a good look at Rob?
No, you know what? What's really, this is, I think, why a lot of people find threesomes to be intriguing, because you get the opportunity to contrast and compare, as well as to have a bunch of bodies touching you at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really nice is, I know in my own threesome, one guy was a wonderful kisser. And we just kissed and kissed and kissed. And the other guy was better at some other activities. So it was nice to have flavors from...
Sitting in the corner and working his man.
Or eating at the Y, is that what he was doing?
What does that mean?
Eating at the... Yeah, he would... Down there. On you?
You know, for myself, and I write about this in my story, I have kind of a taboo about that. Now, I've tasted myself, and I taste pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
And I only did that till, I mean, I'm 43 now, and I did that when I was like...
It just doesn't get any better than this.
No, it doesn't.
Anyway,
it's not that's a problem, but I find that to be a very intimate thing. You know, I would rather have someone of intercourse with me than to taste me, because I just think that, you know, you really need to respect me and really know me if you want
to
know my...
I have to give you the sex quiz to find out what you're all about. All right. And we'll do that and take your calls when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, sex is not a dirty thing. Sex is not a crime. It's a loving act between two or more consenting adults.
To quote our president.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
A new intern? Extraordinary. Wouldn't I like to give her the old pork sausage? Hello, Jimmy Dean.
They're dope on the floor, and they're magic on the mic. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, we're back with Crystal. I'm going to butcher your last name again. It is...
Seibenheidel.
And her book is called Three Images of Fantasy and Experience. Said it correctly?
You said it perfectly.
And website, sexualtriads.com. Crystal is into threesomes. Written a book about threesomes. Let's get a couple of calls, and then we'll give her a sex quiz here. Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Speak to us.
It is Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, I got a question for the good doctor. My girlfriend...
You're not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor. I'm a student of sex.
Good boy.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
I like people assuming it's a doctor. That's funny. I mean, it's an easy mistake. Sure.
Sorry about that. My girlfriend and I have already talked about this, and she says she's willing to hook up with another girl, but she's not sure if she'd be all comfortable with the threesome idea. Are a lot of girls like that, or do they tend to give in once the situation arises?
Well, I think you don't want to give in. I think you both want to be comfortable, and the other girl should be comfortable, too. In one of our stories, we had a woman who really wanted to be with another woman with her man, and they sat down together and actually drew up rules of what could be done and what couldn't be done. And
look at Buzz nodding his head.
Rules,
yeah, so that you kind of had a... Now, in their particular situation, it didn't work because someone didn't go with the rules, and it didn't end up well. But
violation.
But
I have a question, doctor. is it wrong for a guy, and I'm speaking about myself right now, like when it comes to wanting another woman but not wanting to be involved with another guy, or for example, like going out to a strip joint with a woman, which is just kind of cool and exciting, but I would never want to go to
you know, to a guy strip place, like, because I lose bets and do that. I mean, is that somebody, I mean, I feel as though that might be kind of hypocritical, but it's just the way I feel, and I can't change anything about that.
You know, okay, I'm not a doctor, but, you know, we've been socialized, you know, and I think in our media, in our world, you know, everyone's into having two really, I mean, we love the female
body. No, but I speak from personal experience going to a male strip joint.
Uh-huh.
And really, and I think I talked about this on the air.
It's frightening.
It was disturbing. I mean, it was a highly unpleasant, and maybe, you know, some guys are more comfortable with that. I found it to be, it really, you know, I look in that book and I see the two guys in one.
Rob and I had no problem with it.
Oh, yeah. Someone called for a doctor?
But I do feel it's kind of like hypocritical, you know, and.
Mine, don't worry.
But it's all about if the woman's, you know, wants to go out and see the women, then that's cool, then it doesn't matter.
But, you know, I think everyone should do whatever they feel comfortable with, right, but understand that somebody else might have a different point of view. And in our, we talk about, there are some guys who, in fact, we have one story, as I'm stuttering here, of a guy who's really macho, totally macho. He's done all the threesomes with girls. He just loves it. And and he has this employee who says, you know, come home with my husband and, you know, let's do it three. And he's thinking, fine.
Alan.
You know? Well, the guy touches him, and he ends up liking it.
Alan. This would be our boss, Alan, touching Buzz.
Right.
So
the guy touches him?
Like
his Schwanstucker?
Well, he actually gives him some oral. And,
oral?
He didn't know it was him at first.
So he didn't realize he was bisexual until he had that experience.
Right. So you mean he was just in this pile of people, and he was getting oral, and he didn't realize...
It was feeling good. It was feeling really good, and he looked on down, and it was... you know, the guy.
It was it would be at that moment I believe that my penis would fall off my body.
You know,
hello.
That happened.
Don and Mike, hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Don and Mike, Radio God.
Howdy.
Hey, I got a question, or not a question, but a comment from Buzz, from the earlier caller before the break.
All right.
There was an instance this summer that Marcia and Frida were changing they went out to dinner.
That's right. Actually, it was at my house, but I do remember that.
Okay.
I love the show historians. They're very accurate. Yeah. Thank you for keeping track.
My wife and Buzz's wife. Yeah. And I guess you're right. Yeah, that was at your house.
Disrobing. My wife actually was disrobing and changing in our bedroom with your wife.
Now I remember the story. Yeah. Your wife was naked in front
mm-hmm.
of
your wife was in our bedroom.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi there.
Oh, hi. It's Sarah.
Yes, hi.
Well, see, no one told me now I was on the air. But I have a question for Crystal.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Jared.
Hi, Crystal. Quick question for you. I actually, it's perfect timing. I went to my very first strip club ever in my life. I've never been to one. And since that time, we've had this discussion, the hubby and I, very, very long-term hubby. And just wondering, do you think it's a good idea to actually, like, jot down? Because now that I know that there's more than one scenario, so to speak, I mean, there's all kinds of things you guys can do. Is it better to, like, have a little contract? Because that's what I worry about, the other guy saying, oh, maybe we could push something, you know, push something up into, or set something up for the other guy. So, I mean, I just get nervous about getting in.
I'm not sure. You can tell people they're stupid. We have no problem.
I don't understand.
Honey, we don't understand that question.
You're saying another woman, or?
The reason why I'm railing is because, of course, I'm so nervous saying this, but.
What do you
want? I worry that if we start a threesome, it's not going to turn out the way I want. I mean, I have a fantasy in my mind, but can you actually get that wonderful...
What is it you want? What is it you want out of the threesome?
Oh, gosh. I guess, you know, like, I'd more or less like to watch the three of us doing it. I don't know if I'd like to participate. I'd like to actually watch.
So you would like to see your husband have sex with another woman?
Yeah, maybe I would. Maybe that's
what
I'm...
Yeah, all right. So, obviously, you got to work on saying it first.
It would be
right.
My fantasy.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a threesome.
To duct tape your mouth. Hello, Donna Mike show.
I think she's
Don, it's Mike.
Yeah.
Greetings.
It was just cool.
Hey, I just wanted to compliment your guest on her voice. I find her completely sexy over the radio.
Are you turgid right now, sir?
I do not have a girlfriend, and the first thing I do when I get home is just going to go off and J-O.
You got to rub one out. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Good luck with that.
Thank you, and you're welcome.
Crystal, before we got a break, it's almost time for news. We're going to give you the sex quiz. Quiz taken by all of us on the show and by all manner of celebrities. Everybody from Pretty Boy Matt Damon.
Right.
to Dennis Franz, to wrestlers, to, you know, regular people.
Everybody. Well, I feel honored, I have to say.
You know, and I think at some point it would be nice for the show historians to compile a list of people that have taken the sex quiz.
Crystal, this one is going to be easy. Have you ever been in a three-way or enjoyed group sex?
Yes to the first, no to the second.
Yeah, that's a yes. Have you ever had sex while you're menstruating?
Yes.
Have you ever had a lesbian experience?
No.
Oh. Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Most definitely.
Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Frequently.
Have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
What does J-O mean?
Gotten your jerk on?
Pleasured yourself.
In front of
others? With my one significant person. I mean, when I was with someone, yes. One person, yes.
You ever had sex in a public place?
Yes.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
Yes.
This is an important one for me morally. But give us your answer.
Morally.
Have you ever had sex in the no-no?
What does the no-no mean?
Where food comes out.
Yes.
Ah!
Good deal.
Goodbye, respect.
Judge not, lest ye be judged.
Do you swallow?
Yes.
Have you J-O'd today?
No, I haven't had a chance.
Have you ever had sex in a car?
Yes.
Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
Yes.
And finally, to the nearest 10, 50, 100, or 1,000... What do you estimate your total number of sexual partners to have been?
Now, do I need to answer that one?
Yes.
It's just a ballpark.
Who says I have to?
That's the most important question.
I will tell you the current record holder would be a gentleman named Diamond Dallas Page, a professional wrestler who I believe estimated his total number of partners to be 1,500.
I think it was over 4,000.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think it was closer to 4,000 or 5,000.
Yeah.
Really? I always say
it was another wrestler who was 1,500.
Yeah. Those wrestlers.
A wannabe.
So we just asked for like an estimate.
Well, can I say like more than one and less than 100?
No.
Oh.
You have to round it up to the nearest
10, 50, 100, or 1,000.
50.
All right, Buzz, what's the total looking like?
I think we would have been disappointed if Crystal's score wasn't at least this high. She got an 11 with 11 yes answers and 50 partners. Congratulations, Crystal. Good job.
There you go. Crystal, your book, 3, Images of Fantasy and Experience. Go to Amazon.com.
Actually, no.
No?
No, no. You need to go to the website. We are a grassroots book.
Gotcha.
We need to we want people to participate.
Well, then F Amazon. Right. Power to the people.
Right.
Amen, brother.
Go to sexualtriads.com.
And I will call personally the first 400 people to call. I will call them back because they'll be a part of the book, and they can be a part of the book.
Oh, I can tell there are a lot of guys out there in the land of the beach towel club that are going to probably like that offer.
Yeah,
we are telling people they can actually...
Mm-hmm.
Tell us up to 12 words, initials, dates, and they will be in the book.
Very good.
I hope you're ready for a lot of hits on that website.
We're ready.
Okay. Get out of here.
Thank you, Crystal. You were a wonderful guest.
It's been a pleasure. And really, now is when you really have to leave.
Crystal Simon Heidel.
We don't wait until we're done with the show. We move on without you.
thank you very much, Crystal. Thank you.
Thanks,
it was a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Very nice outfit.
Let me just...
And a rocket body, if I do say so myself.
A rocket body.
Rocket body. Boy, I wish we could have seen him.
Hey, Crystal? one real quick. You're almost...
Can we see your boobs?
Tell you what, if we get what I need for this book, if we're able to print it and we get 400 copies...
You'll come back and show us your boobs?
I will gladly show
you. Ah, very good. All right, we'll take that off.
I'm on the website there.
You'll get it.
Oh, you'll get it. You'll be back tomorrow.
All right, see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Look forward to that.
Bye-bye.
Real good.
That was just a...
I guarantee you I could fill a teaspoon off that girl.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, Warman found a way to bring good news to his people.
There he is.
He made it up.
He's had threesomes.
He has.
How silly. Yes. You should have known that.
You should have known that.
Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Today, Holy Reunion Batman, the original Caped Crusader, and Boy Wonder together again.
Ah! Fantastic. Yes, Bruce. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Sorry again, please.
The Don and Mike Show.
Again?
The Don and Mike Show.
One more
the Don
episode.
And Mike Show.
Sweeter than Vince Lombardi's caramelized scrotum, The Don and Mike Show.
Time for the news with Buzz. Lisa, turn into the studio, please. Buzz, brought to you tonight by Veramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer. It's doctor developed.
Someone call for a doctor?
And clinically tested. Veramax works. Available at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Veramax. 1-888 Try VMAX. Buzz, we get right to the news show. We just had a very quick question for Lily.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you picking your nose?
No, I'm biting my thumb. I always bite my thumb when I'm nervous. Or excited.
Anything you want to tell us?
No.
Meaning us. Sure.
Anything you want to share?
I don't understand.
Mm.
Okay.
All right.
What are you talking about?
You know, just, you know.
Was it about the book?
No.
No.
It's much bigger news than that.
It's of a personal nature.
Mm-hmm. I'm just curious.
Did I have my period?
No. I heard you saying earlier you were cramping. I'm just
I'm not feeling too perky.
No, it's nothing like that.
You had anything you wanted to share at all? You know, because I.
No.
I heard something, and you know.
What?
I heard it too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But I only heard it because
I told you.
No. Somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Who didn't want it to be heard, but said, I just slipped or something like that.
Said you didn't hear it from me.
Right.
What?
That's what the person said, you didn't hear it from me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just curious, you know?
That's all.
Well, there's something you knew that we didn't know or...
Lord, we want you to... We know.
We know. Just, and we're not going to say anything, but we know.
We know.
So think about that.
Well, maybe hurt. When I know, everyone else can know.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
And we're hurt that we don't know.
Right.
That that others would know before we knew.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Yeah. So we're just, you know, just waiting. Just sitting over here waiting. That's all.
You know, you would think. Mm. I understand we're not, you know, on the pecking order of who you would tell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't say we're at the top of the order.
No.
But I'd say we're somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle, and
I would say that, you know.
Well, and I, you know, yeah.
We're at least
she's looking at me incredulously.
We're at least on par
and
with...
And I, you know, yeah, that's all.
With that person.
Hmm, right.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Go back and just think about it, you know.
Like you have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what they're talking about, Bud?
I don't have a clue. I really don't. I haven't heard what they've heard.
We'll hear it soon enough.
Exactly.
That's what was said.
Right.
You'll hear soon enough. But right. You didn't hear it from me.
Right. Okay. Exactly.
Hmm.
Huh. Okay.
I'm going to go ponder.
All right. Go ahead.
Ponder.
Me too.
Oh, Lisa.
Yeah.
Quick question. Quick question. How many fingers you have?
10.
Ah,
10.
Okay. Oh,
let's
all right.
Look at just your left hand.
Mm-hmm.
How many?
No.
How many?
No,
how many
nothing there. Nothing there.
5.
I'll show you where my wedding band is on the one. It's on the one right next to my pinky.
Right.
Right.
Do I have to draw you a map?
I think I know where you're going
now. All right.
Okay.
But we could be totally barking up a wrong tree here.
Sure we could.
Just, you know, you hear stuff, you check out rumors. You just do.
You hear stuff.
Right. I understand.
All right. Now only you can control the... Oh, that means nothing.
the fact that you're not wearing a ring means nothing.
Means nothing.
You, if I had a ring, you know, I sure as hell would be wearing it.
All right. Okay.
And
okay.
I'd be going, just, look at this.
We'll just have to stand by our source.
That's
who
true.
Said, mm-hmm. You'll hear it later.
That's what we thought.
And
we'll wait. We're patient men.
And
we are men of patience if we are nothing else.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Fascinating.
Interesting.
Come on. Like you can keep that from us. Like you can keep that from us.
We'll see what happens. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. If there's something going on, we'll get to the bottom of it.
You bet your ass we will. Buzz.
Yes, hi, Donovan.
Buzz, let's talk Batman.
All right, let's do that. 37 years after they first put on their skin-tight suits, Adam West and Burt Ward have reunited for a look at what really happened behind the scenes in the original Batman, the TV show.
Sex, sex, sex.
Oh, yeah.
They are off once again to the rescue.
Hang on. Atomic batteries to power.
Power to speed.
Turbines to speed.
Yeah. You're ready to move out.
Man, I love me my Batman.
I know you do, and that's a clip from the TV show, the late 1960s. For most of us, the original Batman and Robin. They'll address the rumors on this upcoming made-for-TV movie.
The rumor that they're getting married?
Well, you're very close. They'll address the rumors that they're gay.
Oh.
They will also talk about the on-set explosions that injured Adam West on an almost daily basis when they were making that show.
This is Bruce Wayne, millionaire philanthropist.
That's
of course, Bruce.
And
Batman and Adam West, and I never listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Not true. Great guest.
And, yes, they will talk about the groupies they attracted and what happened next.
Is this based on Adam's book, Back to the Batcave?
I believe it is. In fact, as a matter of fact, it absolutely is.
And wasn't Burt Ward, like, into porno and stuff like that?
I understand he did that for a while.
For a while, he was like an amateur photographer for Hustler.
There you go. Right now, he has a company called something like Boy Wonder Special Effects.
Mm-hmm.
So he still works in Hollywood. All this happens.
Right now, he is poof. Yeah. It's an engagement ring.
Well, all these things I've described happen in a campy made-for-TV movie that airs this Sunday on CBS. Adam West and Burt Ward will be joined by Riddler Frank Gorshin and Catwoman Julie Newmar and Lee Merriweather.
I'll just tell you this.
They are off once again.
I just love this tape.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
You know, passions in my life.
Mm-hmm.
My family, of course.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The Green Bay Packers.
Mm-hmm.
And Batman. I have the Batman tattoo mm-hmm. on my shoulder.
You love Batman.
We've had Adam West on the show. I've got Batman uniforms at home.
Yes, I'll never forget one Halloween when you got drunk and ran around in your Batman suit. Is the best party we ever had.
Anyway, listen, I'm nuts about Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you why I think this show is going to suck.
Really?
They've had it in the can since last fall. It was supposed to run during the November sweeps, and they never pulled it out.
It's a good sign when they wait until the week after sweeps is over, isn't it?
Yeah, it was supposed to run last November.
Yeah.
So something tells me...
Something's wrong with it.
It ain't that good.
Right.
Yeah. And I read the book.
Mm-hmm.
The book's pretty good. He writes about getting laid all the time, Batman.
Right. Batman did?
Yeah.
Adam West did.
Batman mm-hmm. got laid all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Robin got laid all the time.
Right.
Batman drank all the time. funny pictures in the book.
Batman.
Of him wearing his Batman suit and a bathrobe over it. Holding a martini in his hand.
Yeah.
As he
weren't they wasted
around.
When they did the show?
Yeah, a lot of the times he was drunk. And he still maintains that he knew it was funny.
Right.
You know,
I believe that, don't you?
From him, maybe.
Yeah.
But, like, from the other guys, no.
Really?
Don't think so.
That's interesting.
He is a funny guy and lives in the Midwest now with his wife and six kids.
I do love my Batman, though. I do.
I know. You'll be watching.
I do.
Like Elvis, Michael...
I do.
Oh, that's an ongoing saga.
I do.
Who knows? You know, now I'm all, I got my mind's going a mile a minute. I'm dying, I'm dying of curiosity.
Sure.
I really am. I sure hope our curiosity can be satisfied.
Me too.
Really do, but you never know.
And everybody listening.
Yeah, never know.
I do.
I don't listen to rumors. Like Elvis, Michael Jackson keeps on giving. A new report says he's tried to put hexes on people, including Hollywood legends Steven Spielberg and David Geffen.
Yeah, well, that hex has worked.
An article...
Look how Spielberg is not successful at all.
Yeah, well, it could be worse. An article in the April issue of Vanity Fair says he hired a West African priest to bump off 24 enemies 3 years ago, including Geffen and Spielberg, and yet they live...
Yeah, and prosper. That was my whole point.
He paid the priest $150,000 to do this. The priest slaughtered 42 cows to try to make it happen, and still they live. The article also says Jackson borrows tens of millions of dollars every year to cover his wild spending, that he's used derogatory terms for his fellow African Americans, besides using the powerful bleaching cream on his skin, and that he wears an artificial nose. Because, according to this report, there is no nose there at all, just holes. The article says he could still face criminal charges involving a dozen of his special friends who slept with him at the Neverland Ranch.
Oh, wow. Gotcha. Translated kids. Buzz, we had the breaking news about Mr. and Mrs. Broyhill, so we have to break now. We apologize.
I'm still waiting for a confirmation on that story.
That was true breaking news right there.
Sure was.
I can't take all the credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just see.
What's that? No.
Okay.
Not right now.
Okay.
Not yet.
More to come.
You bet your ass.
I hope.
We'll be right back.
Stay tuned.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They will put the boom, boom, booty on ye. Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
It appears Regis has found a way to pass the time while he awaits the return of co-host Kelly Ripa. He's cashing in on the American Idol mania by launching his own morning show talent search.
Oh, have I seen this? I saw the commercial for this on the show.
He's going to die if he works any harder.
No, he doesn't have to do any work.
No, he doesn't.
The American Idol logo,
right.
And it says, become the American co-host. You know, where they're going to... You go to WABC in New York, you go to KABC in Los Angeles, give them a tape. The only deal is you can't currently be working in television.
Oh, really?
You get to co-host the show for a day. They give you $10,000 and some BS. You get a development deal with with Buena Vista. Is that it, Bob?
You get to work if you win. Work as his partner on April 16th. A one-year contract with a talent agent. A $10,000 contract with Disney's Buena Vista TV division to develop possible TV projects. Note the word possible.
Mm-hmm. Who's this?
This is a very... Hello, is this G. Gordon Liddy?
Yes, it is.
This is Regis Philbin. How are you?
Hey, Reg!
American Idol co-host Brian Dunkelman will do the judging, and he'll narrow the field to 10 finalists. Regis winners will phone in their votes, or the viewers, rather, will phone in their votes to determine the final winner.
Stings of Gelman.
Robert Blake's lawyer has torn into one of the prosecution's top witnesses, accusing...
Stay cool.
He's accused him of inventing incriminating stories to get in good with the police. The witness is retired stuntman Ronald Duffy Hambleton.
Duffy!
Who says Blake tried to hire him to kill Bonnie Lee Bakley. Blake's lawyer says Duffy made this claim a full 6 months after police started questioning him. After a full 6 months of telling the police he knew nothing. Blake's lawyer says the witness's story has changed so many times it's as full of holes as Swiss cheese now.
Robert, what would you say to Puffy Duffy if you could
Duffy,
right now?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah?
It drives me crazy the way they treat me.
Do you have a song for him?
I'd like to say, you're the Christmas tree, you're the Easter bunny, and just do this for me, Mr. Duffy. Lick it, and then stick it in. Lick it real good and stick it in.
A retired homicide detective has also testified that he was recruited to whack Blake's wife.
They're all recruited. I wanted her whacked. If she weren't going to have the abortion, I wanted her whacked good. Whacked dead. That's what I wanted. I wanted to go to that restaurant I like so bad and then have her whacked on the 2-block walk back to the car. That's what I wanted. But man, it didn't work out. So lick it and stick it in.
Finally, in Madrid, Spain, people are flocking...
That restaurant I like so bad.
I like that restaurant so bad.
You'll never be going back to Vitello's, I'm afraid.
Yeah, that Vitello's. I'll be in a little box. They threw away my pass. Finally, in Madrid, Spain, people are flocking to see a new play called Sex.
Hey.
It really is a written play, even though it appears to be just people having marathon sex on stage for, in one case, 27 straight hours. Two men, two women, no intermission. The show has been described as the most bizarre theater experience in years. The director calls it pure drama. Because the show can run so long, audience members are told they can go and come as they please.
Hey, I get it.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
I get jokes. No, that's it. We got to go. We will.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow with the new episode. Everybody, good day to you, sir.
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 Someone called for a doctor?
Hey, Linus.
Yeah.
BM. Eaters.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.